Shiite shrine, a bombing target in Iraq.
This attack is like losing a member of their own family.
President threatens veto in uproar over Arab control of U.S. ports.
These efforts seem to smack security right in the face.
And good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup. The execution of Michael Morales at San Quentin Prison has been put off for a second time, again because doctors refuse to take part, as California requires.
The postponement came just an hour before Morales was scheduled to die. A prison spokesman says he was moved from the death watch cell back to his normal cell, never getting his last meal.
He was quite relieved to find that he was not going to be executed. He smiled, he nodded, he thanked me.
The issue of using doctors in the execution process likely to be argued in court sometime in early May. Morales sentenced to death for the 1981 rape and murder of Terry Winchell of Lodi, California. Tim Ryan, CBS News, San Francisco.
Prison spokesman Vernon Crittenden explained, "We were not able to find a licensed professional that was willing to inject medication intravenously, ending the life of a human being." Barbara Christian is wondering if her teenage daughter's convicted killer will ever be put to death.
The state cannot proceed with an execution.
This whole thing has just stuck a knife in my heart.
Angry Shiite Muslims stormed through the streets after the Golden Dome of one of Iraq's most famous Shiite shrines was heavily damaged by an explosion. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier.
The assault happened before dawn. Men apparently dressed as Iraqi police snuck into the holy Shiite shrine in Samarra, north of Baghdad. They tied up the guards and blew up the Golden Dome. Word of the attack spread across the country within hours, and hundreds of people have already taken to the street for revenge.
Hussein al-Shiristani, Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, decried the bombing.
This is a day of a great tragedy for all Iraqis. The crime that has taken place in Samarra is against Iraq, against one of the holiest places in the country.
It's the third major attack against Shiite targets in as many days. The threat of a presidential veto notwithstanding, the bipartisan clamor over the decision to sell control of a half dozen major U.S. ports to an Arab company grows louder. We get the latest live from CBS News correspondent Dan Ravine.
President Bush didn't expect a fight over this. He says if security were threatened, the government would have blocked the transaction. But one of many Republican critics, Florida Congressman Clay Shaw, warned
the president's veto might get overridden in this case, because I think there's very strong feeling in the Congress to prevent this transaction from happening.
The head of the Arab American Institute, James Zogby, hears what he calls shameful rhetoric from some opponents of the ports deal.
Are they concerned with national security, or is this an election year and they're just baiting Arabs and exploiting fears?
Reporting live, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
CBS's Bob Orr tells us no matter who owns the ports, security is woefully inadequate.
The sobering fact is that no one, not the companies or the government, can be sure about what's really in most of the 11 million containers that enter U.S. ports every year.
Right.
That's as analyst Michael O'Hanlon leaves them vulnerable.
Process. The Coast Guard is still not big enough to do the patrolling against direct physical threats anyway, and we're only inspecting 5 or 6% of the containers coming into the United States.
Critics say the screening of cargo relies too much on trust. U.S. Customs officials do review manifests in 42 foreign countries before that freight is shipped.
Who won the record $365 million Powerball jackpot? Well, we'll find out this morning when the winner or winners are introduced at a news conference in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Inside the U-Stop convenience store, a big red banner boasts, "We sold the $365 million jackpot winner." The ticket reportedly belongs to a group of workers from the nearby ham processing plant. The record Powerball payout offers $365 million over 30 years, or $124 million cash after $33 million in taxes. Lee Frank, CBS News, Lincoln, Nebraska.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
It's quiet on the highways to start your morning off. Only one problem if you're on Highway 85. It's a rollover crash at 124th. So watch for police and Richard Cruz trying to get that accident cleaned up. In the high country, I-70 is dry and clear between Denver and the tunnel. But on the other side, it is icy and snow-packed along I-70 between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail Pass. Chain laws are in effect over eastbound Vail Pass. In your weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid-40s near the foothills. Plenty of wind with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the low 20s. The wind still present, especially near the foothills. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high in the mid-50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Randy Rhodes.
Don't you understand? This administration couldn't stop an attack of indigestion. This administration, it's just like the Superdome during Katrina. They're full of... You get it? Sorry to be so blunt, but this guy is messing around with national security. This guy is messing around with the lives of people. This guy just cannot marry himself to reality.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. Did you know that the overwhelming majority of American ports are now run by foreign interests? That more than half the terminals in Los Angeles, for example, are owned by Chinese companies. The multi-billion dollar deal the Dubai World Ports Company has made with the British company that now runs six of our biggest ports to run those has kicked up a firestorm in Congress and bills to squelch the deal because the United Arab Emirates is by definition Arab. Such a bill is passed, President Bush says he'll veto it.
The company is from a country that has been cooperative in the war on terror, been an ally in the war on terror.
Because, he says,
I think it sends a terrible signal to friends around the world that it's okay for a company from one country to manage the port, but not a country that is plays by the rules and has got a good track record from another part of the world. Can't manage the port.
But Congress, in an election year, was blindsided by this. The story after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
By now the story is well known. A Danish newspaper prints controversial cartoons. It triggers angry mob scenes in many Muslim countries. Danes are targeted. Danish goods are boycotted. Danish embassies are attacked. The goal is to bring Denmark to its knees. Whether or not you agree with the newspaper's decision, this response is outrageous. As the Danish Prime Minister said, he regrets any hurt to Muslim sensibilities, but he can't apologize for freedom of speech. In democratic societies, we don't always like what we see and hear, but it's a small price to pay for the blessings we enjoy. Denmark is a model democracy. In fact, it has lots to teach other nations, including those protesting the loudest, about freedom, religious liberty, women's rights, and human development. An American Jewish Committee delegation is in Denmark this week. It's our way of saying that at times like this, we're all Danes. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
If the president does veto a bill squelching the port sale, it would be overridden, judging from the opposition from Republicans as well as Democrats. That's why even Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said on Hannity and Combs on Fox News that he wants the administration to at least delay the deal.
The problem is that the American people, and indeed the United States Congress, we saw as a number of members came forward, does not have that same comfort level yet. And I think the yet is the important part, and that's why I feel strongly we ought to have this pause until that comfort level is established.
Why is there a comfort level? CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
The critics would say we don't know enough about this company, but it's a big company. It operates around the world. And officials here pointed out that, in fact, it does some of the service calls on U.S. warships from the Fifth Fleet as they go in and out of the UAE. One official said, if the company meets standards good enough to service aircraft carriers, that ought to be good enough for the rest of us.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the bomb, Tiger Balm, and put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
The Osgood File, February 22nd, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's good to be here. High 46 under partly sunny skies today. Not too bad temperature-wise coming in. I think it was, what, in the 30s out there? Which certainly seems a hell of a lot warmer than 3, doesn't it? All right, it's good to have you along this morning. We've got a whole lineup of stuff to get into, including we'll talk about this port issue. You know, Bush yesterday at NRAL, but most of that got overshadowed by what went on Air Force One on the way back to Washington. D.C., in which, on the way back to the White House, in which Bush went back there into the press pool area and started to talk about this whole port deal. This thing has been raging now for 2-3 days, and I guess the president had had enough. And then he spoke about it with reporters when he was on the ground at the White House. And, you know, as Keith Olbermann pointed out, as they pointed out last night on Keith Olbermann, you know, it appears that on this whole subject of this port situation, George W. Bush is standing alone, that he's by himself. Let's listen to a little bit of what Bush had to say yesterday in that chat, or it wasn't really a Q&A session, where he just talked about his feelings about all the controversy over the Dubai buyout of that British company that would operate the ports.
Company operates ports in different countries around the world, ports from which cargo has been sent to the United States on a regular basis. I think it sends a terrible signal to friends around the world that it's okay for a company from one country to manage the port, but not a country that is plays by the rules and has got a good track record from another part of the world.
Here's a little bit more of what President Bush had to say.
Look, I can understand why some in Congress have raised questions about whether or not our country will be less secure as a result of this transaction, but they need to know that our government has looked at this issue and looked at it carefully.
And?
If there was any chance that this transaction would jeopardize the security of the United States, it would not go forward. The company has been cooperative with the United States government. The company will not manage port security. The security of our ports will be continue to be managed by the Coast Guard and the Customs. The company is from a country that has been cooperative in the war on terror, been an ally in the war on terror.
So that's where the president stands, and he threatens to veto any congressional move to try to block the deal. Nevertheless, he's never vetoed anything else in his 6 years in office, but he threatens to veto this. 303-713-7600 if you want to call up and comment about this, because this totally and completely wipes out anything that was said yesterday in Golden, Colorado. This is dominating the national news, and it dominated a little bit of the program yesterday. And, of course, there are people in the Arab-American community and also people who are... There are a lot of Arab-Americans who contend yesterday that this is bias and bigotry, that it has nothing to do with security concerns, which I brought up yesterday. They believe that it's bias and bigotry that lays behind this $6.8 billion acquisition by Dubai's Ports World, owned by one of the United Arab Emirates, of a London-based Peninsula and Oriental Steam Navigation Company. P&O has been running operations at shipping terminals in New York, New Jersey, Baltimore, New Orleans, Miami, and Philadelphia. So the president virtually stands alone with this. Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, even thinks this thing, as you heard during the Osgood report, ought to be put on hold. And I asked you yesterday, during like the last hour, you know, do you think this is this bias on the part of us against Arabs? Is this coming from Arab bias or Arab bigotry? You know, what I think it amounts to is I think it amounts to the fact that, you know what, we don't want any foreign country operating our ports. We don't want to outsource this to anybody. I think most of us truthfully would answer that it would disturb us, and we would find it disturbing had we known that a British company was doing this and that it wasn't an American company, let alone a company which doesn't recognize Israel, where money was laundered for the 9/11 attacks, where A.Q. Khan, the Pakistan nuclear scientist, smuggled nuclear components through its ports to Libya, North Korea, and Iran. I mean, it blows my mind that this president stands up and says that if the will of the people in this country is that we don't want it, and we express that through our legislators, be they Republicans or Democrats, and there's plenty of them on both sides of the aisle lining up to oppose this thing, he says he's going to veto it and the deal should go through and that it sends the wrong message. Well, do you agree with that it sends the wrong message? You know, right now in our ports, and it refocuses emphasis on our port security, which is bad to begin with. I mean, only about 5% of the containers coming into this country are checked. And we should have done something about that like a long, 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 long time ago. We really should have. we're talking about a group of countries, the Arab Emirates, that denies Israel's existence, refuses to recognize Israel, denies women basic rights, tolerates anti-radical American clerics, looks the other way when its citizens burn down embassies and consulates over cartoons, and that it often turns a blind eye when it comes to hunting terrorists. I mean, does Dubai have that good of a record? I don't think they do. And they were one of, as I said to you yesterday, they're one of the first countries, not one of the first, but they're one among many Arab countries that recognizes the Taliban. And we're going to let them come in here and have a part of America's vital infrastructure? You know, yesterday I was running around all day. I had all sorts of things to do. I had to go to my doctor yesterday, and that was about a 30-mile drive. Okay, so I had to go do that. And I had some other things to do. I was out at Rockies yesterday with somebody else from Clear Channel. And I get in my car, and it must have been 1 o'clock, I think. And on comes AM760. And there's the news, and there's Bush saying that if anybody in Congress tries to hold this deal up, that he's going to veto it. You know, and I thought, what's the point? This guy is so out there. He's so lost. He's so insulated. You know, once again, I'll say it again. You know what? If you don't want this and I don't want it, and we don't, most of us don't, there may be a few of you out there who think it's okay, and I'd, you know, love to hear from you if you do think it's all right. And I heard opinions yesterday on the tube about people who thought that this was a canard, that they thought it was about racism, and they thought it was about bigotry, that they thought it was, you know, that it has nothing really to do with, you know, port security. And that's fine. That's fine. But I just thought to myself, this guy who's in the White House is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, he just does not get it. He doesn't get it. And now he's got members of his own party who are on his case. You know, let alone us, but also members of his own party who think he's wrong. 303-713-7600. Three lines open here on AM760 Progressive Talk. You want to talk about the Dubai situation in the port? It's all over the news here this morning. Bush threatening to veto it if there's a halt to the UAE takeover. And this guy has not pulled out that veto pen very much in his time in the White House. We'll talk about it coming up here at AM760 Progressive Talk 30.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
In town on business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Cream in the morning. Good morning. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. High today, 46. J. Marvin, the hour of no power here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about this whole port situation, the whole Dubai port situation. Now Bush says he'll veto any attempt to try to block this thing from going through. Meanwhile, there are various members of Congress who are going to try this. By the way, there are ties between the administration and this company, this state-owned company, that is going to that wants to take over the port for the $6.8 million deal. Treasury Secretary John Snow is tied to this company and had worked for them and had dealings with them. And David Sanborn, who was nominated and who is the director of operations, well, let me put it to you. Let me summarize this and just tell you. Treasury Secretary John Snow, whose department heads the federal panel that signed off on the $6.8 billion sale of an English company to the government-owned Dubai Ports World, giving it control of Manhattan's cruise ship terminal and Newark's container port. Snow is chairman of CSX, a rail firm that sold its own international operations to DP World for $1.15 billion back in 2004. That's the year after Snow left for President Bush's cabinet. The other connection is David Sanborn, who runs DP's world's European and Latin American operations, who was tapped by the Bush administration last month to head the U.S. Maritime Association. And the ties raise more concerns about the decision to give the port to a company owned by a nation linked to the September 11th hijackers. So that's the connections to the administration. By the way, this company also has local connections as well. Somebody sent me an email. A guy by the name of Bill looked this up. The British Ports Company also owns Inverness Business Park in Arapahoe County. This will also transfer to the new Dubai ownership. Would discussion of this change some people's points of foreign view or ownership? And once again, you got to raise the question, is this based on profiling? Is this based on racial profiling, right? Because in the minds of a lot of people, terrorists are Arabs. And so since this company is owned by the United Emirates, does that raise the racial profiling flag? One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Good. Hey, you just hit the points I was getting ready to bring up here. And what are they going to do when the delegation of the UAE starts working here and they're dressed in their traditional dress? And as they call home just to say hi and I'm safe, their phones are being wiretapped. Some of these folks are going to be mixed in with same name identity and be held under the Patriot Act. And if they keep giving them the defense mechanism and allowing them to ride this momentum of racial profiling, these folks are going to start using that and hiding them behind that, and they're going to start to endanger us, really.
Well, I mean, do you believe it's racial profiling?
No, I think this is really a matter of serious security. I mean, we have to really think about the fact that our ports in the 9/11 Commission report said that they were really not protected. And now that we're...
Well, they're still basically not protected. We're only looking at 5% of the cargo that comes through.
Absolutely. Now we're looking at a company that is a government sponsor of the UAE, who held the bank accounts for the Taliban and recognizes the Taliban as a government, and they hold the bank accounts for them. They didn't allow the U.S. government to investigate, which we could have probably found some more sleeper cells. This whole thing is obnoxious, and racism is the last thing you can use on this. I mean, I thought conservatives were all against playing the race card, and they seem to be playing it pretty well. They're looking for black candidates only because they're black. They're looking for ways to defend bad ideals and bad transactions and failed policy and say it's racism. It's just race baiting.
Well, in this case, it seems to me that in this case, Bush is basically on his own on this. I mean, even members of his own party are up in arms. You've got Bill Frist saying the deal should be delayed. You've got Peter King of New York saying that something should be done about the deal. Dennis Hastert wrote a letter to the president urging him to hold the deal up. So you got a lot of Republicans that are angry about this, too. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who is the chairwoman of the Senate Government Affairs and Homeland Security Committee, said that although the UAE is an ally in the war on terrorism, the country has historically been used as a base for terrorist operations and financing. So she's asking that that this get more of a hearing. It's only George W. Bush who is stomping his foot and saying either this goes through or else.
Well, we're getting blindsided here because overnight there's been a party line shift. And I saw this on Hannity and Combs last night where Sean Hannity kind of started to ease up on his position on this. I'm listening to C-SPAN this morning, and a lot of the people who call on the Republican line are starting to shift in their position.
Oh my God. You mean Sean Hannity was actually going to say something, negative about the president? I can't believe it.
Well, Monday he was. He was totally against it. By Tuesday, he's kind of on the fence, and I bet you tonight he's going to be full support behind Bush.
All right, Greg. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
Okay. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Jay, I'm all for the veto. I just want to go in a different direction with it.
Okay.
I think we should veto George. I think we should just stand up and say, that's it, George. Shut up. Go to your room. We don't want to hear from you for the next 3 years.
Well, is this going to be the crisis for this administration that it looks like it's going to be? The fact that he's going to be dead alone and that popular public opinion across the board from the left, excuse me, to the right runs against what he wants to do?
It better be. It better be. Why can't we manage our own ports? Why do we need an English company, a French company, a company from Dubai? Why can't we do this? Why must he outsource everything out of the country? I mean, I got to ask the question. How do we outsource him? You know, isn't there somebody in Russia that needs a jackass? I mean, there has to be, and he could go. I don't get this. Why the outsourcing? Why isn't there an American company that can do this?
Well, I think, there are foreign countries that are in aspects of our lives daily. It's just a lot of us. Because the news media doesn't talk much about it. A lot of us just aren't aware that it's going on.
Well, you're not kidding, and the news media is dead in the water. As far as I'm concerned, I can't go down that road. It's too early, and my blood pressure will go up.
I mean, debt-wise, we are in hawk to, say, for instance, the Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
And the
they
Arabs
own us.
And the Arabs. I mean, if they ever called in all that stuff, we'd be in big trouble.
You're not kidding. And as far as this specific company, no way, no how. Two of those pilots, or whatever you want to call them, the terrorists on those planes, were from the United Arab Emirates. No way. Wrong answer, George. And you said it. I loved it when you said he stamped his foot. He's a spoiled little brat, and he needs to be caught up short. He needs to wake up to the fact that the people who he answers to really don't like him so much.
Well, we'll have to see if this is going to be his really, really, really big, 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 big crisis, because he's got members of his own party that are down on this case. And there's and I don't have the quote. I wish I had the quote in front of me, but there's a quote from I can't find it here. There's a quote from a Republican legislator, House of Representative member, who says that if Bush wants to throw down the gauntlet on this whole veto business that we'll be more than happy to take him up on it.
Well, the Maryland governor, who is by no means somebody we would ever want in this state.
Oh, Engelhardt, I think is who you're talking about.
Ehrlich,
that's
right. Absolutely opposed to this, and as he should be, for crying out loud. I was listening to Randy going home last night, and this company will oversee shipments of military supplies.
Oh, yeah, of course, everything.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, I'm not exactly the brightest person in the world, but I can figure this out.
Yeah, they'll oversee everything. That's right. Anything and everything that goes through there, they're going to see it. You're absolutely correct about
that. This is wrong. And, again, you know, my husband is beginning to wonder if I do anything other than send emails to our representatives in Congress. But we all need to get a hold of these guys and just tell them, no way, no how.
Yep. You know what? I agree. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call.
Bye, Jay.
Okay. And I sent my emails to both Allard and Salazar. And also Udall, telling them exactly how I felt about this. And I hope that you do exactly the same thing, either send an email or make a phone call this morning. But I'm asking you, do you think this is racial profiling and your feelings about the United Arab Emirates being involved in the operation of our ports? One line open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-LANDSALE, 303-713-OUTSOURCING. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Traffic with Karen Kelly.
Thank you, Jay. We do have a problem in the Brighton area. Highway 85 northbound, just before 124th Avenue, we have a rollover crash there. It's really not affecting traffic, but keep an eye out for emergency crews trying to get that one cleaned up. Also, eastbound I-270 at I-76, we have a small fender bender there as well. Now, up north in the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25, you're starting to see more traffic between 104th and 84th. Your weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid-40s. Near the foothills, there will be plenty of wind with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with the low in the 20s. The wind's still present, especially near the foothills. To mostly sunny, the high in the mid-50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has nursing, management, and entry.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
E.T. Bar's Toughest Cowboys versus the Toughest Bulls. Tickets go on sale now. Advance seats are only $10. And don't forget to stop by Rockies this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 4 in the afternoon to spin the giant prize wheel to win free tickets. That's Rockies Auto Customer Appreciation Days, now through Saturday, at the home of the cleanest used late model automobiles, cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and vans. That's Rockies 63rd and Federal, open 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And don't forget to check them out online. They're on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Going on almost 25 years of being a family-owned and operated business. They're great people. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal. Check them out and get out there this Saturday to win free bull riding tickets.
Sending money is easy at Western Union because you can use cash or your debit card at participating agent locations. So the next time your daughter calls with a crazy story like,
Daddy, a bookworm got loose in my book bag and ate up all my money.
Remember, you don't always need cash to send cash at participating Western Union agent locations. All you need is your debit card and PIN number. For every story, Western Union, the fastest way to send money worldwide. Restrictions apply. Visit a participating agent location for details.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Bacon, eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock in the morning. High today, 46. One man, one microphone, one mission, and that is to make it until 10 o'clock. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, during the No Power Hour. We got Lawrence Korb coming up. And this is an article that was in the Boston Globe yesterday. Democrats are finally coalescing around a plan to get us out of Iraq. So we're going to talk to Lawrence Korb coming up, and we're going to continue to talk about this whole Dubai situation. Here's the quote I wanted to give you, by the way. Now, this is not from a Democrat. Listen to this. This is from a Republican. Representative Mark Foley, a Republican of Florida, called Bush politically tone-deaf. Of all the bills he'd veto, if he lays down to this gauntlet, he'll probably have 350 members of the House ready to accept the challenge. And according to the Jim Vanderhei article in the Washington Post this morning, Bush welcomes the fight. They ought to look at the facts and understand the consequences of what they're going to do, Bush said. If they pass a law, I'll deal with it with a veto. That's members of his own party. Is this administration in trouble? Is this? And we keep hearing this all the time. I mean, when Cheney had the shooting incident, Katrina, is this truly the tipping point for this administration? Let's go to Jesse in Thornton. Jesse, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to make 2 points. On the racial issue, I think where we're getting in a little trouble is a lot of times when I hear the story prefaced, I hear people say that it's an Arab country. I know there is some evidence that they have supported al-Qaeda, and I think maybe that's where our focus needs to go rather than just saying it's an Arab country. I think that's where some people are getting a little iffy on the racial issue.
You think that's where the racial profiling charge is coming from?
Right, right.
That if they're Arab, they must be involved in terrorism.
Right, and I think we just need to focus more that they've been not so forthcoming with their, aiding to al-Qaeda and
right.
Bank account issue and stuff like that. Other thing I wanted to bring up real quick, I heard someone on another morning show bring this up, but I thought it was kind of interesting. They kind of made this suggestion that this could possibly be the Republican Party hanging Bush out to dry. Especially when you hear Roe being involved in this. Maybe they've chose this issue as something that they know when it comes to election time, they can come back and say, this president has terrible approval rating, we've abandoned him long ago. Maybe just kind of an issue to say he's done, you know.
Well, listen, I don't doubt that at all. What I think is happening here, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any polls to prove this, so this is just speculation on your part and on my part. Would you say 90% of the American people are for or against this?
Definitely against. Definitely
okay,
against.
How would you like to have to go back to your congressional district, or if you're a senator, go back to your state and say, I sided with George W. Bush on the Dubai deal?
Exactly.
Think the voters would take it out on you at the ballot box?
For sure.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that's where a lot of this is coming from. These guys have to face re-election, and they don't want to be hooked up on this deal with GWB.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, I don't necessarily think, conspiracy theory-wise, that this whole deal was hooked up to do this, but it may be, an opportunity that they see to go ahead and jump ship, basically.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's a good way for them to distance themselves from a president who is low in the polls at 39%. And this president basically is a failure. He's basically a failure. Thanks, Jesse. Great call.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what Jesse's saying is very, very true. Consider this. And once again, we don't have any polls to prove this, and I'm sure there'll be one out in the next couple of days. But think about this. Do you think that 90% of the American people, your friends and neighbors, people you know, do you think 90% of the American people are for this deal with Dubai or they're against this deal with Dubai? What would your answer be? I think my answer would be that they'd be against it. How would you like to face your constituents if you side with George W. Bush on this issue? Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron. How about you?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to comment about this. I heard this last night on another show, but I thought I really got a kick out of it. You know, he's so keen on outsourcing everything, and this caller suggested, well, what if we came up with an idea to outsource the Secret Service to an Arab country?
Well, you don't think he'd go for that, do you?
No, but, you know, I think it's so obvious that he's stomping his foot over this because he and his buddies and the countries that he and his family has business dealings with stand to profit from this somehow, and that's what this is all about, and that's why he's driving this. And I say we contact all our congressmen, and we let him stomp his foot until the cows come home, and when he vetoes this, we turn around and override his veto, because it's like you said, it's got to be like a 90% disapproval, you know, rating once these polls do come out, and nobody, you know, he's going to have easily more than 2/3 of the Congress fighting him on this, even if he vetoes it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder if anybody, and I'm not talking about somebody calling up here and just, you know, trying to pull a prank, but I'm just wondering if anybody, over the course of this show, between now and 10 o'clock this morning, will call and say, you know what, I'm actually for the deal. I actually agree with the president. I actually agree with the fact that a small circle of people have checked this out and that have said that it's okay without a wider hearing by the people's body, and I support this 100%. I wonder if we'll get anybody who would call up. And you know, you might get somebody who would take a contrarian position just to take one, but I wonder if sincerely anybody out there at this particular time favors this deal. I don't think there's anybody out there who does. Nobody in their right mind, certainly.
No, and one thing I think people need to remember or bear in mind that is that the Bush administration's definition of a country that is an ally on the war on terror is not necessarily the sort of definition that most rational people would accept.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree. Ron, thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, 6:42. It's 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to talk to Lawrence Korb from the Center for American Progress. He's a senior fellow there. We've had him on this show off and on for the last year. He's got a 9-page report that talks about a withdrawal plan from Iraq. Then we'll come back and take more of your calls during the hour of no power on this whole Dubai situation. So stick around. 6:42. It's 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. AM, so well, I lied, it's 6:43. So you know what, if I keep talking, we're pretty soon 7 o'clock. Stick around. We got more coming up during the hour of no power here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Thanks for plugging in.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
You're on eastbound I-270 at I-76. There's a small crash there involving a semi. Really not affecting traffic, but keep an eye out for emergency crews trying to get that one cleaned up off of the highway. Also northbound Highway 85 just before 124th. We did have an accident there. It has been cleared, so good news for those commuters. If you're on southbound I-225, you're stop and go between Parker and I-25. And up in the Thornton, North Glen area, southbound I-25 starting to fill in from 104th down to around 84th, then further down the highway from 38th Avenue to Spear. Your weather today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Near the foothills, there will be gusty winds up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the low 20s, and the wind still present. Especially near the foothills. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high in the mid-50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Words of wisdom from Randy Rhodes.
Just because, you know, somebody is a Republican doesn't mean that everything they say is worthless, does it? I'll have to think and get back.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today.
Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
So, you didn't get DirecTV when we offered you a free four-room DirecTV system. And when we offered you free professional installation, you were a stone wall. So we raised the stakes by throwing in 3 free months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, and Stars. But somehow, you waited. Well, congratulations, because you've finally broken us. So now, we're giving you the whole package free. A complete DirecTV system with 4 receivers and installation free. 3 months of premium channels free. And now, a brand new DirecTV DVR recorder. That's right, the same DVR you've been eyeing in the store. Absolutely free. You played hardball, mister, and you won. Call us now to sign up. Get all your free stuff and rub it in a little. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-8006. Hurry, this whole package is yours free, but only for a limited time and for new customers. That's 1-800-600-8006. 1-800-600-8006.
It's cold season again. Good thing there's Hall's Fruit Breezers. Hall's Fruit Breezers come in a variety of delicious flavors, like cool berry or creamy orange. They taste great and work at soothing scratchy, irritated throats. Get some Hall's Fruit Breezers and enjoy the taste of sweet relief.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to denverhomeprice.com. At denverhomeprice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from denverhomeprice.com is absolutely free. Visit denverhomeprice.com. That's denverhomeprice.com.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the Spirit in all of creation, each encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:46, 14 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Hi today. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 46 degrees. Not going to be too bad of a day with partly sunny skies. We'll get back to talking about the Dubai port deal, but right now I want to visit with Lawrence Korb. We've had him on this program a number of times in the last year. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. Prior to joining the Center, he was a senior fellow and director of national security studies at the Council of Foreign Relations. He also has held numerous other posts, including Mr. Korb served as Assistant Secretary of Defense, Manpower, Reserve Affairs, Installations, and Logistics from 1981 through 1985. And in that position, he administered about 70% of the defense budget. And, Larry, good morning, and welcome back to AM 760. Nice to have you on.
Nice to be with you again.
Yeah, thanks for getting up so early and being with us. There was an article yesterday in the Boston Post, and I think that this is really worth talking about because the complaint that you get from critics of Democrats and those of us who are liberals and on the left is that we have no plan, no really concrete plan to get us out of Iraq. And as the, let me quote a little bit from the Boston Globe here. After months of trying unsuccessfully to develop a common message on the war in Iraq, Democratic Party leaders are beginning to coalesce around a broad plan to begin quick withdrawal of U.S. troops and install them elsewhere in the region. The concept dubbed strategic redeployment is outlined in a slim 9-page report co-authored by a former Reagan administration Assistant Defense Secretary Lawrence J. Korb, which is you. And talk a little bit about what this deployment would mean.
Well, what it would mean is that we would take 80,000 of our 140,000 troops in Iraq out by the end of 2006 and take the remainder out by the end of 2007 and make an announcement to the Iraqis and the other countries in the Middle East we will not keep any permanent bases. We would redeploy, we would say the Marines, we put them over the horizon, back on ships where they'd have the Marines and you would have air and naval power on the ships, and keep an army brigade in Kuwait so that if something untoward happened, like an Iranian invasion, for example, we could move in to aid the Iraqi government. What this would do is it would give an incentive to the Iraqi government basically to get their act together. I mean, because right now they have no incentive to make the compromises necessary to incorporate the Sunnis into a true national government. It would also give them an incentive to get their security forces you know, ready to defend the nation. Because right now, all of the, you know, we have no control. They have all the control because we say, well, we'll, you know, as they stand up, we'll stand down. Well, if they don't stand up, we're just, you know, kind of stuck there. And the other thing is that, you know, because of this extended ground presence, substantial ground presence in Iraq, we're ruining our own army. It's about to break in terms of the quality of the people that are coming in and they're keeping. And we're ignoring other things like Homeland Security. I mean, we got to get the National Guard back here where we need it, and we don't have enough troops in Afghanistan. I mean, that's not going well now at all.
Is this similar to the Mirtha Plan?
Well, it is in the sense that, you know, we want to leave troops in the region. And, you know, actually what happened, we put ours out about a month before Congressman Mirtha did, and we went over and talked to him before his came out. I would say he's responsible, you know, for getting the, you know, the publicity on this plan. Now, it differs in the sense that Jack would like to get out much more rapidly. He thinks you can get out in 6 months. We think going out over 2 years would be enough to take the pressure off of our army and give the, you know, the Iraqi government more of a chance to get their act together.
6:50, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, we're talking to Lawrence J. Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. Now, this thing, according to the Boston Globe, your nine-page report, your nine-page idea here is starting to pick up some momentum. Howard Dean has talked about it and endorsed it. Jack Reed of Rhode Island is talking about the report. So is Senator Dianne Feinstein. Is this starting to catch on in Democratic circles?
Well, I think it is because, you know, the reason we put this out was the debate up to then, how it was false. It was stay the course, which is, you know, was not going well, or cut and run. And we said, no, let's talk about redeploying, because the purpose of American military forces is to enhance the security of the United States. And by being bogged down in Iraq with no control over events, you are actually undermining U.S. security.
There's a story this morning that's all over the news about this attack on a Shiite mosque and this dome on the mosque being blown up, and that it's one of the holiest mosques for Shiites in Iraq. Is this country still, because so much is going on now that it's kind of overshadowed Iraq here, at least for the time being, with the Dubai port situation and Bush making, of course, energy speeches and then the Cheney-Hunting accident. Is this country still on a collision course for a civil war?
Well, it is. I mean, the number of attacks, you know, has not, if anything, is going up. Now, you know, the number of Americans dying is going down because we're not being as aggressive in terms of going out on patrolling anymore. But the violence is still there. And one of the things, you know, we don't have control. Let's say, for heaven forbid, if somebody should assassinate the Ayatollah Sistani, who's the you know, the spiritual leader of the Shiites, I mean, you would really have a big civil war there, and we'd be caught right in the middle. I mean, this, you know, this idea that somehow we're fighting, you know, Al-Qaeda there is not. I mean, this is 90% Iraqis, you know, trying to kill us and kill each other.
You know, and then the other thing you always get out of the right is you get this. We're winning the war. We're winning the war. Staying the course is working. Not enough good things are being reported. We're winning the war. True? False?
No. I mean, you know, Senator Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, says at best we're holding our own. And you know, in terms of winning, if your goal is to create a democratic Iraq, you know, sort of a Jeffersonian democracy, no, you're not making much progress, you know, toward that. I mean, what you need to settle for is a stable Iraq that does not become a haven for, you know, for terrorists. And, you know, it's very easy to blame the media and say, well, you're not reporting. Certainly some good things are happening. But if you look at, you know, is the electricity levels up to where they were before Saddam fell? No. If you look at, is oil production up? No. In other words, is the quality of life for the people, primarily in the populated areas of Iraq, you know, in the so-called Sunni triangle, is it better? No, it's not. Things are certainly, you know, the Kurdish area was doing fine even before we went in, and things are better in some of the cities in the south. But even there, you're having problems. I mean, the people in Basra told the British to get out after that video came out British, you know, soldiers doing, you know, some things that they shouldn't have.
Yeah, that was after that the beating of the video, the video of the beating, right? They told them right. They wanted to sever relations with him.
Right, right. So, no, I mean, in terms of basically, as I say, at best, you know, we're holding our own. And I don't think we're, you know, we've been there now over 3 years, and according to our plan, we'd be there close to 5 years. I mean, that's longer than World War II.
Under your plan, under this 9-page plan, you say it would, what, take approximately two years? Do you think it might take longer?
Well, I mean, we're saying put a deadline on 2 years because that would get you back in control of events. Because, you know, yeah, it was very interesting over the weekend, Zal Calazad, our ambassador to, Afghanistan,
right.
Our ambassador to Iraq, said, you know, if you guys don't get together and get a non-sectarian government, we're going to stop giving you money for training. And I'm thinking, well, okay. And then, of course, if we don't train them, we can't leave. Again, just the opposite. If we set a deadline, then they're going to know that they've got to make the compromises. Right now, there's no incentive. So they can pick Jafari, this ineffective prime minister that they had under the previous government, as prime minister again. And that's not going to help unite the country.
You know, my feelings when I heard that Calazad, warning the Iraqis that they better come up with a better plan for a government. The first thing that hit me was, number one, yeah, the idea of cutting off the training. I mean, that's just cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of it is, who are we to tell them what kind of government to form?
Well, that's right. I mean, in the final analysis, you could stay there, you know, 6 months, 6 years, 60 years, but at some point, you know, they're going to take control and they're going to have to make the decisions. And, you know, we can't dictate that. When those folks vote, they're not going to vote the way that we would like. And, you know, up to now they haven't. All the Shiites have voted for Shiites and the Sunnis have voted for Sunnis and the Kurds have voted for Kurds. I mean, and this doesn't get you a democracy. I mean, you know, it'd be like if all of the folks in Colorado were Republican and none voted Democrat. You know, I mean, we haven't gotten to the point where they're thinking of Iraq as a nation.
All right, we got about a minute left. How do you view, off the subject a little bit here, how do you view this Dubai situation?
Well, I mean, again, having done some of this when I was in government, I wonder what these people were thinking when they reviewed the contract. And, you know, as a minimum, what they should have done is said, let's wait a second, let's step back and let's see if we're doing it right here, and let's, you know, have an investigation, let's inform Congress and the American people. The idea that somehow, you know, they thought that this was business as usual. No, it was not business as usual. And, again, I think if you had a Democratic administration and they had done this, can you imagine the howls of the Republicans?
Oh, yeah. Sure, they'd be up in arms. Well, they're up in... You know, doesn't it shock you, though? I mean, you've been involved in and out of government and politics. Doesn't it shock you, or maybe doesn't shock you, that there are so many Republicans that are coming forward and going after the president on this?
Well, it doesn't shock me. I'm glad that they're doing it because they should. What doesn't surprise me, though, should, is the way this government does business. I mean, in terms of their ability to just carry out the basic functions, it's unbelievable about how poorly they do things. I mean, if you disagree with the policies, how they execute them is just incredible, whether it's, you know, not planning for the invasion
right.
after Iraq or, you know, handling the hurricane, and now this, you know. I mean, you got this idea that nobody said, hey, wait a second here. You know, we got to step back and make sure this is okay, you know, before we do it. No, this is kind of routine business.
Okay, 10 seconds left. Quick question. Is this a tipping point for the Bush administration in your mind, yes or no?
Well, I think it is. I mean, the fact that you've had Republicans coming out now and you also had Republicans concerned about the spying and stuff like that, I mean, I think the honeymoon, if you will, or the control over even their own party is beginning to wither.
All right. Lawrence J. Karp, you are the best, man. Appreciate you getting on the program this morning. Hope to talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Jay. Anytime.
You got it. There's Lawrence J. Karp. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapana. It's the latest shot in a high-decibel debate over allowing an Arab company to buy shipping operations at six major American ports. White House spokesman Dan Bartlett tells the CBS News Early Show critics of the deal have gone off the deep end.
These port operations right now are already conducted by a foreign company. This is not as if the United States government is selling off a responsibility to a foreign country from the Middle East.
That argument isn't likely to move skeptics, even Republicans, like New York Congressman Peter King.
If we learned anything since 9/11, is we can never be too careful. In this case, we're actually being negligent. And it almost approaches criminal negligence.
Members of Congress are working on a bill to block the sale, and the state of New Jersey has filed suit. Angry Shiite Muslims are on the rampage after a bomb damaged one of the holiest Shiite shrines in Iraq. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has the latest from Baghdad.
Iraq's leaders are blaming al-Qaeda, but some of the people on the streets don't really care who's responsible. They just want to express their anger, and they are striking out the nearest target, and in many cases, that's the mosques of their fellow Muslims, the Sunnis.
And there's late word that a Sunni cleric has been gunned down in Baghdad. It amounts to the government's seal of approval for three kinds of stomach-shrinking surgery. Live to CBS's Dan Ravine.
Specific types of gastric bypass and gastric banding will now be paid for by Medicare if that stomach surgery is for an elderly or disabled patient with at least one weight-related medical problem. Dr. Steve Furra helped Medicare decide.
In the hands of very experienced surgeons, this surgery was safe.
The American Society for Bariatric Surgery is very pleased. The operation usually costs about $25,000. It says now it may be okayed by private insurance companies. Frank?
And two Americans are in line to become princes of the Catholic Church. One of 15 new cardinals named a few hours ago is former San Francisco Archbishop William Levada. The other is Boston Sean O'Malley. John Allen of the National Catholic Reporter says O'Malley won high marks from the new pope for cleaning up after the Boston Diocese sex abuse scandal.
He's trying to signal to the American church that he understands how important the crisis is. He understands how important Boston is in that crisis. And he's trying to do what he can to support the church.
At the Winter Games, it's do or die for the U.S. men's hockey team. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
The U.S. team has not been impressive so far here in Italy, just one win in five games. Still, the Americans are in the quarterfinals against undefeated Finland. That game begins in just over an hour. Whoever loses is out. Just underway is the women's slalom, and a bit later, the surprising U.S. men's curling team plays Canada in a semifinal match.
If you pumped gas or paid the electric bill last month, this isn't headline news. High energy cost fueled a 0.7% jump. January consumer prices. Well, paying the bills won't be a problem for whoever won a $365 million Powerball jackpot. He, she, or they will come forward a little over 2 hours from now. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. People always ask me, what keeps me going? You know what I say? I have Purple Power. Yeah, I try to drink a glass of Welch's Purple 100% grape juice every day because Welch's is packed with deep purple, antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it doesn't just taste good, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the natural antioxidant power of orange juice. So grab a glass of Welch's and add a little Purple Power to your life. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you could do for your heart.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, the good news is all your earlier crashes have been cleared from the highways. Bad news, it's a slow drive pretty much everywhere you go. Eastbound I-70 stop and go between Pecos and I-25. Southbound I-25 running heavy through the Thornton North Glen area from 104th down to around 84th, then further down the highway from 38th to Spear, then between Alameda and Lincoln, and then further down through the Tech Center as well. Also, northbound I-25 running heavy between Colorado and Alameda. And if you're on U.S. 36 eastbound between Sheridan and I-25, you're going to see some brake lights there as well. Your weather today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s near the foothills. Will be plenty of wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low in the 20s. The wind's still present.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing One Lucky Workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to AM760.net. AM760.net.
Here you go. Regency Window. Regency Window.
Do what I did. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
It's cold season again. Good thing there's Hall's Fruit Breezers. Hall's Fruit Breezers come in a variety of delicious flavors, like cool berry or creamy orange. They taste great and work at soothing scratchy, irritated throats. Get some Hall's Fruit Breezers and enjoy the taste of sweet relief.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here with you. High today, 46, partly sunny skies. Doesn't look like too bad of a morning out this morning, as the sun is now up all along the Front Range. And thank you so much for joining us here this morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Any atheists out there, if you're an atheist, or sometimes I think they're called secular humanists, but if you're an atheist, it can be a rough road to hoe. Lori Lipman is from the Secular Coalition of America. There's an article on her in the San Francisco Chronicle, and I believe it was Lipman Brown is her name. I'm sorry, Lori Lipman Brown. There was an article on her in this whole atheist movement, the whole atheist movement, and it's seeking recognition and basically, well, we'll talk to Lori about all this. Atheists hoping to assert rights in the religious era, and let's go to Lori. Lori, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Hi.
It's nice to have you on. How rough is it for, because I'm not really, you know, an atheist. I think sometimes I believe there's a God, sometimes I don't think I believe there's a God. I guess you'd be called an agnostic, and the late Madeleine Murray O'Hare used to call me a chicken blank atheist. How tough is it for people who are out-and-out atheists today in America?
Well, it's especially hard for children. We have children in schools being told that the children who don't go to church are evil and the ones who don't believe in God are bad. We have kids whose friends don't see them anymore because their parents won't let them play with an atheist. Boy Scouts won't let atheists join. It's really hard for kids. I mean, I was an educator for a long time, and I would hear some of the nastiness as well as just reading the comments that parents have made to me about what their kids went through. But even adults, there have been people who have been fired once their bosses found out they were atheists. Obviously, the crafters of our Constitution felt there should be no religious test for public office, but people are constantly voting based on whether or not someone is a God-fearing person, regardless of what their values are, regardless of how they behave once they're in office.
See, maybe I'm paranoid, but I feel like we're under attack by the religious right.
Oh, yeah. It's gotten really bad in the last couple of decades. I mean, the Cold War ended, and the next group to be attacked were gays, and now that gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people, well, maybe not transgender people, they still have a really far way to go, but now that LGBT is a little bit more acceptable in society, it's the ones who don't fear God are under, I think, most attack right now.
So you believe the next target, now that the lesbian, gay, and bi community seems to be making strides, you know, and they're in better shape than they were, say, 25, 30 years ago. Now you think the next group that's going to come under fire are American atheists?
I think they already have. The whole idea of winning elections based on who believes more in God or who goes to church more has become the norm across every party. Well, maybe not every party. I don't know about the Greens or the Libertarian Party, but at least the mainstream.
You know, I saw a really, and I think most Americans either don't remember this or don't know about it, depending on your age. I saw something that really shook me up the other day. I saw a little clip of a speech by John Kennedy where he's sitting there talking about how the fact he's not going to, and I'm paraphrasing him, that he's not going to take orders from the Pope, that, you know, no American president should be, you know, and he was going on and on and on about this, about, but, you know, the role that religion would play, because he was under challenge due to the fact that, he was Roman Catholic, and he was kind of, laying down the edict of the separation between church and state. And then I thought of this White House, and I thought of Karl Rove picking the phone up and calling James Dobson over a Supreme Court nomination, and the fact that here we are all these years later, and we're not going forward. What we're really ending up doing is we're going backwards.
Well, look at what was touted as Harriet Meyer's qualification for office, her religiosity. I mean, that's not a qualification for office. When they asked what are her qualifications, the response was she's a good Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we're going backwards. We're not going forwards.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there were times in history that perhaps were just as bad. I mean, when Adams was attacking Jefferson because he was supposedly an atheist, during the 1950s, when Under God split our pledge, so we were no longer one nation indivisible, but now we were divided by religion, symbolically day after day. And the McCarthyism with communism is horrible, and anyone who's an atheist is a communist, and that kind of thing. But then things seemed to be getting better in the 60s and 70s, and then from the 80s on, it just started becoming what it is today, where our tax money is going into subsidizing church activities. I should say religious activities. It doesn't have to be a church. We're fighting. I had no idea how bad it was till I started lobbying in Congress. The reason the Secular Coalition for America got started was so that we could have a lobbyist. There had never been an atheist lobbyist in Congress before. So September of last year, when they hired me, I was the first. I had no idea, just as a layperson, how much of our funds are being diverted into religious organizations and how politically, for political gain, a lot of Congress, well, the House of Representatives actually passed an amendment to the Head Start bill last year that would say if Head Start money, federal money for a federal program to help at-risk youth learn how to read and such, nothing religious, that money, according to the House, if it goes through a church, they should be able to hire and fire the teachers based on the teacher's religion. Now, the Senate didn't pass that, and we're stopping it at the Senate level. Not just me. I mean, there are a lot of groups working against that. But this is just one example of what this, how this Congress has latched on, and they spin that as religious freedom, the ability to hire and fire teachers for a federal program based on religion.
7:12, 12 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Lori Lipman Brown on the line with us. She's from the Secular Coalition for America. That's secular.org. What do you think is attributed to this turnaround, to us rolling back the clock? How do you think this has happened?
I think it's political fear. I mean, it works. The demonizing, so to speak, of atheists and touting one's religion and religiosity as a way to get elected and to get political power. Look how much power the religious right has. It's been working. And there are people out there, I hear them say they vote for a certain person because of his or her religion, or they're very religious, and I watch what they do, and I not the voters, but the elected officials, and I say, well, are they living those values that you say care about? Are they behaving that way when they're in office? I mean, because you're just voting for them because they say how religious they are, but then how are they behaving? But it works. It has worked. You had mentioned about Karl Rove picking up the phone. And this is the religious right has been quite brilliant in gaining that kind of momentum. And it's very easy for them to be politically active. They often get very close to the line, if not over the line, on how political they get with their huge churches, and you know, in one Sunday they can raise $1 million for a cause. I saw this happen in Nevada when they did an anti-gay bill. One Sunday, and they had $1 million to take on marriage equality.
But where's the separation of church and state?
Well, you know, currently it's looking a little blurry to me. I work for a nonprofit that's what's called a 501c4, which means when people donate to the Secular Coalition for America, it's not tax deductible, which makes me appreciate their donations even more. But that's why I can lobby. These groups that are, I still meet older atheists when I go out to speak around the country who say, why don't we take on the tax-exempt status of these churches? And I say, you know what? Years ago, that was the big issue. We are so far beyond that right now.
Well, you know what? Kind of explain that, because that's come up here on this show, and I brought it up and saw a lot of callers about, well, we should lift their tax exemption. Why are we beyond that, and why is that not a workable plan?
Okay, and what I mean by we're so far beyond that, I mean politically. It has gotten to the point where we're trying to plug much bigger holes, and that is sort of a way down the road step. I think eventually that should happen personally, but we're trying to stop them from subsidizing religious organizations with our tax money. The idea of attacking their tax-exempt status, we're nowhere near that issue at this point in terms of the consciousness of Congress or this vast majority of Americans.
How do you feel about the president of faith-based initiatives and the fact that he wants to shuffle taxpayers' money into private religious organizations?
Oh, it's horrible, and that's what I'm talking about. And let's say a religious group gets this faith-based initiative money. There's no accountability. They say they're going to use it in a non-sectarian way. They're not going to use it to proselytize. They're not going to use it to build a church. Well, we see lawsuits and groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is a member of the Secular Coalition for America, does some of these lawsuits to stop, for example, federally funded prison programs from giving special treatment to those prisoners who profess a belief in God. That's just obviously unconstitutional. it just continues. A Salvation Army. There was a New York lawsuit that went through the appellate court in New York, and basically they were telling social workers in a foster care program, social workers who were working in this program with federal funds, again, but it was being administered by the Salvation Army, that it was okay for the Salvation Army to have the social workers tell how often they went to church and where they went to church as part of their employment information.
How much success do you have lobbying? I mean, is it rough to get up there on the Hill, for instance, in Congress and try to stop a lot of this?
On some of these bills, it helps a lot that we have other people who are more powerful than the Secular Coalition for America on our side. For example, Americans United for Separation of Church and State works on a lot of the same issues we do, but so do a lot of religious organizations that believe in separation of church and state. Like the Baptist Joint Committee and Jewish Action Center and such. The other thing is, on some issues, we're out there on our own. I don't know anyone else who's trying to assist with Scouting for All in their attempts to get Congress to stop giving special treatment to the Boy Scouts of America, which discriminates against atheists as well as gays. So some things we're just hanging out there by ourselves. I've been received politely in Congress. I have cards with, in addition to our name, Secular Coalition for America, it says atheists, humanists, freethinkers, Americans, so it has our constituencies right there, and no one has ever treated me rudely in Congress, no one has ever flinched when they saw those cards. But on the other hand, I'm not visiting people like Senator Santorum either. there are certain offices that don't really make sense for me to even go in.
Yeah, you're not in there calling on Senator Brownback, right?
Exactly.
It wouldn't do you any good. Laurie, thank you so much for your time this morning. And if people want to find out more about your organization, they go to secular.org, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lori Lipman-Brown. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you.
Okay. There's Lori Lipman-Brown from a Secular Coalition for America and what it's like to be out there lobbying as an atheist in a country that continues, it seems like, to turn to religion and religion matters. And, you know, I'd love to take calls on this subject as to why you think that religion is such a big part of American life other than maybe a heritage. And also, if you want to call about the Dubai port situation, you want to get back on that, we're going to talk to Congressman Elliot Engel coming up at 8 o'clock about what went on at yesterday at the Renewable Energy Lab and about what Bush had to say there. We'll talk about that. He's in New York District 17, the Bronx, and he sits on the Energy and Commerce Committee and the International Relations Committee. We'll also ask him about the Dubai thing. If you want to get in about Bush threatening to veto this whole Dubai deal if Congress tries to override the deal and block it, or you want to talk about the part religion plays in American life and why it is that the clock seems to be rolling back, not going forward. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 720, 20 after 7.
Progressive traffic.
Still an accident-free drive this morning. Plenty of slow traffic pretty much everywhere you go, however. Eastbound I-70, your stop and go between Pecos and I-25. Also, I-225 northbound between Parker and Islip running slow. On the southbound side, same thing between Parker and right where I-25 connects. You're going to see some brake lights there as well. If you're Denver-bound on US 36 between Sheridan and I-25, some stop-and-go traffic there as well. Your weather for today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Near the foothills, plenty of wind, gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, the low in the 20s. That wind's still present, especially near the foothills. Now, tomorrow, it will be mostly sunny, the high in the mid-50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado Treasurer Mark Hillman is holding over $300 million belonging to more than 500,000 Coloradans, and one of them might be you. Call Treasurer Hillman at 303-894-2443 or visit greatcopayback.com. There's no charge for the service. Stake your claim with the Great Colorado Payback.
Thermo Advantage's energy efficiency program will end tomorrow. In this program, all of your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you'll be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
722, 22 minutes after 7, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You want to talk about religion in America or President Bush's threat to veto any legislation to block the Dubai port situation. 303-713-7600, and I got two lines open right now. And let me talk to you about Icon LASIK and Skin Clinic. Icon has been making LASIK affordable since 1999. Now, depending on the patient, Icon charges as little as $4.99 per eye. No one else in the metro area can offer LASIK at this price. Icon can because they've cut out the middleman. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained in the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Visix. Icon has laser surgery that's safe and affordable. And if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but you weren't sure where to start, then talk to the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation. It's free. 720-524-1001. That number again is 720-524-1001.
It's the Joseph A. Bank February finale. Right now, select suits and business express suit separates, 50% off. All top coats, raincoats, and casual outerwear, 60% off. Plus, all merino wool and cashmere sweaters, 60% off. Consider the entire stock of traveler blazers, regularly $450, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off the clearance price of suits, sport coats, and more. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters, now $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, six area locations, Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Colorado Springs, and Loveland.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Another one bites the dust. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get carried away. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. Hi today. 46, Jay Marvin in the studio. Squeaky chair. Can you hear that? That's really not the chair. That's my knees. This happens when you get aged. All right, we're talking about the Dubai port situation, and also if you want to comment about the fact that about religiosity. Did I say that correctly? I didn't. About their religion, you can get into that too. By the way, if you didn't hear this earlier, I want to give it to you again. The Dubai firm that won the Bush administration backing to run six U.S. ports has at least two ties to the White House. One is Treasury Secretary John Snow, whose department heads the federal panel that signed off on the $6.8 billion sale of an English company, the government-owned Dubai Ports World, getting in control of Manhattan's cruise ship terminal and Newark's container port. Snow was chairman of CSX Rail, the firm that sold its own international port operations to DP World for $1.15 billion in 2004, the year after Snow left for President Bush's cabinet. The other connection is David Sanborn, who runs DP World's European and Latin American operations and who was tapped by Bush last month to head the U.S. Maritime Association. The ties raised more concerns about the decision to give the port control to the company owned by a nation linked to the September 11th hijackers. And if you want more information on this, it's in the Mercury News. .com. Let's go to the phones here at 303-713-7600. Religiosity. See, I can't even say that word. I'm butchering it. Turk, what are you laughing at? You can't say it.
Say it. Is it a word? I can't say it either, man. I'm not even going to laugh at you anymore.
Religiosity. And this whole port situation. Here's Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Worried about the future of the United States. I think with this port thing, it's just the last straw that we're going to either have to get this man out of office, impeach him, or look for a place that's going to be safe. I mean, like Canada, possibly Europe.
No, I'm not leaving the country. There's no way.
Well, you know what's going to happen here.
I'm going to beat these suckers at the ballot box like a scalded dog.
Yeah, but how come we don't see any Democrat coming forward with the idea of impeaching him?
Because the Democrats don't have control, so they can't do it. They can't get it on the agenda. But there's plenty of Democrats that are speaking out. Pelosi has spoken out about this. Robert Menendez, who is a freshman senator from New Jersey, is going to introduce legislation to block the sale. There's a lot of Democrats that are talking out about this story.
Well, I think the time has come. He's thrown down the glove. He says he's going to try to fight anybody to turn this around. And why don't some courageous Democrat emerge from the pack?
You know what? It isn't about courageous Democrats. Let me tell you what it's about. It's about courageous Republicans. You know, when Lyndon Johnson got in trouble with the Vietnam War, it wasn't a Democrat who started the trouble. It was a Republican by the name of William Fulbright.
Yeah, that's possible. That's true. I remember that. But
all right. Well, that's what it's. You know, I mean, we turn this whole argument inward on ourselves, and it's ridiculous. It's up to them to grow some. It's up to them to get the guts, because after all, they control everything. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Durbin in Estes Park. Durbin, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Durbin.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, I've got a theory about what's going on. You know, most people, they just can't understand why Bush does the things he does. But if you accept my theory, everything fits in just perfect. And that is, this guy wants to rule the world, the whole globe. This, you know, presidency is just a stepping stone. He's been in business and been friends with these Saudis for years. They got lots of power, lots of money. The Bushes have lots of power, lots of money, and everything he does is working towards this, and selling the ports is just one step towards that. Everything he does, you know, immigration, he doesn't want, you know, separate countries anymore. He wants everything together, and he's going to rule it.
I don't know if I buy the idea that he wants to be the ruler of the world. I do buy the idea that he wants to do what it takes to help his friends out and put America, quote-unquote, on top of the economic ball game. But you know what? In a lot of ways, the things that we do are not going to put us there at all. The huge deficit is not going to put us there. Having it all in the hands of the Chinese and the Asians and the Middle Eastern countries is not going to put us there. Our energy dependence problem is not going to put us there. I don't know. I don't know what this guy expects or what he's up to.
Well, they
shot this argument that he didn't know that this was going on or that he wasn't aware of this. I mean, come on.
Jay, if you'll accept my theory, it fits perfectly.
Well, see, I don't know how this would lead to world domination when what it's leading to is it's leading to domination by other countries of this country.
Well, he's ruining this country. He doesn't care about America, and he doesn't care about Americans. It's just making him more powerful, him and his buddies. And remember, 9/11, it's pretty hard to grasp, but possibly the Arabs and him got together.
No. You know what? Goodbye. Thank you. I don't buy that. I'm not going to go down that road about this whole, nine. And I know there are other talk show hosts on this station who fuel this, but I'm not going down this whole thing about 9/11 because I think I see 9/11 as clearly as possibly as clear as a bell. And I see it as being a case where the 9/11 Commission failed to properly investigate what went on. Why did they fail to properly investigate what went on? Because they would have caught the President of the United States in negligence. And you know something? You do something once, you repeat. You do something once, you're bound to repeat it again. You're bound to repeat it again. Public daily briefing memo, Bin Laden, about Bin Laden attacking. Then we turn around and we get into Katrina. He bungled that too. This guy is a serial, and his administration, they are serial bunglers. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive Traffic and more of your phone calls coming up at 303-713-7600. Here's Karen Kelly.
Thank you, Jay. We do have one off-the-highway problem. McCaslin at South Boulder Road. It's a two-car crash. Keep an eye out for police on the scene of that one. Other than that, just a slow drive around town. Southbound I-25, stop and go between 120th and 84th Avenue. I-225 southbound between Parker and I-25, you're going to see some brake lights there. And if you're Denver-bound on the Boulder Turnpike between Sheridan and I-25, some stop-and-go traffic through that stretch. Mostly sunny today with the high in the mid-40s near the foothills. There will be plenty of wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, the low in the 20s. But we'll still continue the foothills. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, the high in the 50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Heating bills will be outrageous this winter. Act now with Tom Martino approved energy-efficient replacement windows from K&H Windows and Exteriors. Right now, buy two windows and you get one free. Call K&H now at 421-7100. That's 421-7100.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to denverhomeprice.com. At denverhomeprice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from denverhomeprice.com is absolutely free. Visit denverhomeprice.com. That's denverhomeprice.com.
7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up here on this pork deal. And if you also want to comment about religion and how rough it is for atheists, you can do that as well. At Rocky's Autos, they care about each and every one of their customers. In fact, there are over 100 employees dedicated to making you happy. And to prove their point, Rocky's invites you to their Customer Appreciation Day. You'll get a chance to be waited on by Rocky's best salespeople and leisurely a shop at your own pace, choosing from the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Plus, you'll get Rocky's VIP treatment with unbelievable low, low red tag sale prices. And I was out there yesterday, and those red tags, they are everywhere. And there are some great cars and trucks and SUVs out there. I mean, they got over 500 units, and there are some beautiful automobiles out there. I mean, everything you can think of, from Mercedes-Benz, Cadillac on down. And you'll get Rocky's VIP treatment with those low, 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 low red tag sale prices. So what can you lose? All you can do is go out there and save on a good deal. And if you're a bull riding fan, see the most electrifying bull riding show ever. It's the PTBR's Tough toughest Cowboys versus the toughest Bulls. Tickets on sale now. Advanced seats are only $10. And don't forget to stop by Rockies this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 4 in the afternoon to spin the giant prize wheel to win free tickets. That's Rockies Auto's Customer Appreciation Days through Saturday at the home of the cleanest used late model cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs in all of Colorado. Rockies at 63rd and Federal. They're open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. In the evening. And if you come towards 8, they'll stay late. And that's Monday through Saturday. They're going on their 25th year of business. And you know what? Don't forget to check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Distressed because you woke up in the double-jointed arms of a carnival worker? Embarrassed because your friends caught you tongue-wrestling a female bodybuilder? What if the shame of a questionable hookup could be washed away? Get the answers to these and other questions tomorrow night when, in a one-time television event, investigative reporters go under the covers and reveal the hot, wet secrets of the Order of the Serpentine. Tomorrow at 9:30 p.m., 8:30 Central on Spike TV, an Axe attraction.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What I've got right here is my own portable Jesus. Here, let me set it up and get it ready to go. And crank it up. I'm going to put a nickel in it.
Your own personal Jesus.
Oh, that was personal, not portable. 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8. By the way, speaking of Johnny Cash, check out Roseanne Cash's new CD, Black Cadillac. It's really good. All right, we're talking about the Dubai deal. And you know what? Go to the New York Times and read Maureen Dowd's column about this whole incident. It is really, really, once again, she hits a home run. Let me just quote a little bit from it, and then we'll go to the phones. It's enough to make you nostalgic for the early, gnarly Union stevedores and on the waterfront, the ones who hung up rats on hooks and took away Marlon Brando's chance to be a contender. Maybe it's corporate racial profiling, but I don't want foreign companies, particularly ones with links to 9/11, running American ports. What kind of empire are we that we have to outsource our coastline to a group of sheiks who don't recognize Israel in a country where money was laundered for 9/11 attacks and that let AQ Khan, the Pakistani nuclear scientist, smuggle nuclear components through its ports to Libya, North Korea, and Iran? It's mind-boggling that President Bush ever agreed to let an alliance of 70 emirs be in charge of six of our ports, although, as usual, incongruous George didn't even know about it until after the fact. Neither did Rummy, even though he heads one of the agencies that green-lighted the deal. Same old pattern. A stupid, counterproductive national security decision is made in secret, blowing off checks and balances, and the president is out of the loop. W was too busy not calling Dick Cheney to find out why he shot a guy not to be involved in the critical decision about U.S. security. What was he waiting for? A presidential daily briefing warning? Bin Laden determined to attack U.S. ports? I mean, it's true. Bush claiming to be out of the loop. Now all of a sudden he's running around defending this? And as I said earlier, between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, I'll bet you there's nobody out there that's for this. We might get one or two calls from Bush backers, you know, who are going up and down the dial. They tune us in, right? Oh, I'll call this station. I'll give him some hell. You know what? But the majority, you know what? Bush is even under attack from his own party. First 9/11. And this administration clearly drops the ball. And the 9/11 Commission clearly does not hold the Bush administration accountable. That public daily briefing memo was out there. Then Katrina, now this. If I were a neocon, I would turn in my card, my membership card, and I'd turn it in today. Let's get back on the phones, and let's go to, and also, too, if you want to talk about religion, you can do that as well. Here's Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Yeah, I was just saying, I actually pastored for 8 years, but I agree with a lot of what your guests had to say as far as that the Christians don't understand what they're doing is by letting the president and the government step into they're letting him step into the church. Like, when they woke up Bush at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever, to sign that thing to put the feeding tube back into
Terry Schiavo,
right? What they're allowed to do is the federal government just stepped into their church. And they are, the Christians are tearing down their own wall for separation of church and state. And in the same token, and they don't even really realize it, I also, in the same token, I guess, as far as your guest, now she's lobbying because she wants atheism to be considered a religion?
No, she's lobbying to stop the intrusion of the religious right and to have and to stop the violation of constitutional rights that are being perpetrated against those people who are atheists.
Okay, because I think that if a person is an atheist, obviously that believe in evolution, at least some point of it or whatever, some part of it. It takes more faith to believe evolution than it does Christianity. Evolution, there's no scientific evidence that backs it at all. You know, there's a website you can go to, and they give you $250,000.
Well, you know what? I don't know. You know what? What do you mean? There's no scientific. Is that why 129 church leaders just signed a declaration declaring that a belief in God and belief in evolution go hand in hand? What were they up to?
Well, what I think it is, I mean, evolution, I believe, is a religion, and it should be taken out of the schools too. Because it takes more faith to
How is evolution a religion? There's no discussion of a deity in evolution.
No, but it's a belief system. And
A religion requires a belief in a higher power or a deity. What is the deity in evolution?
Man. They believe that
man is not a deity.
Well,
a belief in a religion requires a belief in a higher power. Where does evolution speak to the belief of a deity or a higher power?
Who would be the higher power in the evolution chain? It would be the man. It would be the preacher, right?
Oh, okay, that's right. And a Volkswagen is a Ferrari.
Hey, let me say one more thing about
Sure, say anything you want.
Okay, your second call about Bush being world dominance, you know, wanting to take over the world. I think it's many people think I'm crazy, but I'm looking for a Bible quoting, scripture quoting Christian to come in as the Antichrist.
I have a suggestion. I have a suggestion to you. Build a bomb shelter and buy gold, and also store distilled water in your garage. The Illuminati's in charge. Let's go to John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Oh, okay, I guess.
Well, thanks for the work you do and all your efforts. We appreciate it.
You got it.
what blows me away is that, it seems like it's not being challenged a whole lot, but presidents out there taunting the United Arab Emirates as our allies in the war on terror. And you just cited that, I think it was Maureen Dowd.
Mm-hmm.
Their involvement in terrorist activity. You know, after 9/11, they shut down their bank books and boogered up the books so we couldn't see where all the terrorist money was going before they even let us look at it. They're obviously part of the terrorist machine.
Well, the people who would argue that they are helping us are the people who would say that they give us docking rights, that they service our ships in their ports. That would be the argument they would make as far as that the fact that they would be cooperative. But you're right. There's a lot of evidence out there that they have been less than cooperative.
Did you hear that they have plans along with a Texas-based company to build a space station?
That I hadn't heard.
Yeah, no, for suborbital flights.
Maybe if they build one, maybe Steve can get on board.
Well, you know, I mean, it's quick and easy to turn people into talk show fodder by saying they wear aluminum hats and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that everything's a conspiracy, but I'm certainly not naive enough to think that there are no conspiracies. And this whole thing with the space station is all about satellite communication. So I suppose...
There are a lot of countries that are in a lot of private... You know, space is the next frontier of privatization, my friend, and the communication satellites that are being launched all the time are perfect examples of those things. And you're going to see more and more of the private the private sector getting into space. John, thank you, man. Appreciate the call as always. 7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin at the Church of Marvin. I am the highest deity of
business owners. If you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and they're experienced in...
Dirty carpet can sneak up on you. A few footprints here, a little spill there. Most people don't even realize how dirty their carpets are. Clean carpets can make a home look and smell fresh and new. Have your carpets cleaned by the same company thousands of real estate agents have grown to trust. Universal Cleaning and Restoration. Call today for your free estimate and take advantage of their winter special. Buy one room of ScotchGard, get two free. Call 720-226-9484. That's Universal Cleaning and Restoration. 720-226-9484.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
15-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. And even if you had some credit problems in the past, you can still get a great fixed mortgage rate. They can save you money on your home and get rid of those high-interest rate credit cards. Call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171 and save money on your home loan. As a direct lender, the Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee and no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open 8 days. They're open evenings until 8 and also on Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home loan may be tax-deductible. The interest on your credit cards is not. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process. It's important to know who you work with. Call the mortgage store and be sure to ask about 6 months, no payment option. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I hear the train
a coming. It's around the bend. Well, we're into Johnny Cash this morning, aren't we? Johnny and June. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you and AM 760, Progressive Talk, and the Larimer County Democrats are giving you a chance to bid on a seat to sit at my table. Don't let that scare you. It's a good cause. Sit with me, Jay Marvin, and also I believe Mary will be there. That's the Larimer County Democrats dinner coming up Saturday, March 18th. Place your bid now at am760.net. Back to the phones about religion and the port situation, and we go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Tim.
Just want to make it a little gripe first. I have a PhD in physics, and to get that, I had to spend 12 years going to elementary to school, and then I had to go another 4 years to undergraduate, and then in my case, it was about 7 years of graduate school, which is untypical for physics. And, you know, I don't mind doing that, and it was fun and all that, but it really irks me to hear some jerk like the caller before saying that evolution is a religion. You know, this guy doesn't know anything about science. It'd be like me talking about duck hunting to him or something. I mean, I'll bet he's a lot better at duck hunting, but he doesn't know anything about physics or science.
He doesn't seem to appear to know anything about it to me.
And just want to say, you know, there is a real problem with the U.S. People don't realize that before World War II, all the science was in Europe. All the, you know, the quantum mechanics and the understanding of the atom and all that stuff was done in Europe. And then during World War II, we imported a bunch of German and European scientists, and we became world powers. And people don't understand that that's really about bringing science into the U.S. And ever since that time, it's been going down. I'm on search committees at Colorado School of Mines and at CU Boulder, and it's very, very hard now to find a physics PhD for a professor that's not foreign. And why is that? Well, I think it's been under attack for the last 40 years. You know, if a scientist studies ozone and he says, well, I see it going down, you have the president of the United States saying that he's a liberal, and that's why he's saying that.
Well, exactly. Look what they did to that guy at NASA.
And they don't understand, or people seem to not understand what science means. Science is a rigorous way of thought where you have theories, you compare new data against those theories. If it doesn't fit, you modify the theories. And, you know, of course, religion doesn't do that. If in religion if somebody dies and you thought he was a good man, you say to yourself, God works in mysterious ways, which is fine, but science doesn't have that luxury. If you do something in science and it doesn't fit your theory, you have to deal with that. And that's it, you know, and I'm not saying science is better than religion, but they're different. That's why you have a science class and a religion class, and you don't want to mess science up any more than it's been messed up.
Well, we're not going to get a great emphasis on science under this current administration because they're anti-intellectual.
But, you know, they as soon as they get in the bind, like they realize we're running out of oil, what do? They go to the sciences at NREL and say, oh, well, these smart guys will figure a way out for us.
Right. You're right.
You can't have it both ways. If you think these guys are bad, evil liberals, how do you go run to them when you want out of the mess you created for
because
yourself?
Because this administration is riddled with hypocrisy.
Anyway, I just think, you know, people really, science really is important, and it was what made us a great nation. And, you know, go look at any democracy. They don't have good science. You know, the first thing they did in China when they had the revolution was kill all the intellectuals. It's a real tempting thing to do for, I hate to say it, stupid people, to kill people that are smarter than them.
Well, and, you know what? I don't disagree. Tim, thank you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
And drive safe. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
You started to hit on a few of the points that I think we need to keep, you know, keep in front of the people, because people tend to forget, you know, that attention span goes away about all the bungling. You call it bungling. I call it corruption in Iraq. The corruption at Katrina. And now the corruption with our ports. I think it's all obvious.
Do you think it's corruption or stupidity?
No, I don't think these people are stupid. I think they know exactly what they're doing. I know Cheney knows exactly what he's doing. Now, Bush, maybe Cheney had his hand up his anal orifices and pulling his drink. I don't know. I think that's the case, but I don't think he's very smart. But I think Cheney is, and I think all the people around Bush are very smart. And they're doing exactly what they know, what they want to do. I don't think it's, okay, here's an example. Katrina. He's out of the loop. Pat Brownie on the back. You're doing a great job. Well, he is out of the loop. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Here another example of the Port Authority. Here, his administration is doing a terrible job of protecting our borders, and he's out of the loop. Pat him on the back, says they're doing a great job. Now I'm for it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk so loud. I get.
No, it's all right. It's
off
fine.
On a tangent.
No, keep going.
You know, these are the things that people, you know, they spend 5 seconds on a soundbite watching their Fox News, and they're out the door and running to work. And people need, and that's why I listen to you guys. I listen to all the debate. I even listen to Russ to find out what he's saying to counter his argument, because these guys will lie through their teeth. They tell you one thing, just like I'm trying to blank. Your buddy in North Dakota.
Ed Schultz.
Ed, I listen to Ed a lot when I can. I'm always working, but when I can, I listen to him. You know, we need to reiterate all the bullet points of, and I call it corruption. I really believe these people are corrupt.
See, I think they are. I think you're right. I think they are corrupt, but I also think they're incompetent. I think it goes hand in hand. The corruption is putting people in charge of jobs that are not qualified for their jobs. The being inept and bungling is what we saw going on with Bush not reading the presidential daily brief about Bin Laden determined to attack, so nothing is done about that. The bungling is being out of the loop when Katrina strikes New Orleans, knowing that they had warning, they knew it was coming, and nothing was done. Bungling is putting together this deal and not giving it a wider airing to the American public and to our elected representatives. I mean, it's just one thing after another, day in and day out.
They still haven't done anything about Katrina. They still aren't doing anything.
Oh, no, they're not going to. They're not going to.
That's it. And all the money going to these corporations that are supposedly rebuilding Iraq, supposedly rebuilding New Orleans, supposedly now, you know.
That's the corruption part. The money missing in Iraq that we can't locate, the $9 billion that's missing, that's corruption.
It is. It really is. Well, and I guess, you know, if you look at Bush as being out of the loop, yeah, he is a bungler, and he's not very smart, and maybe he's the bungler, and all the people around him are the corrupt.
You know what? I don't know, but I'm willing to just say that, you know what, I think it's like a cement mixer. I think it's the mixture of the two. Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate
hey,
your
thank
call.
Thank you.
All
Take
right.
Care.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Congressman Engler. Elliot Engel, rather, I'm sorry, not Engler, but Elliot Engel, New York District 17, the Bronx. He sits on the Energy and Commerce Committee and the International Relations Committee, and we'll ask him about Bush's visit yesterday to Golden, Colorado, and on top of that, we'll also talk to him about the port situation. That's all.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a two-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bowers, and by now you've probably heard about my company, the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. You might be wondering if we can help you. If you suffer from occasional fatigue, our centers are really not for you. However, if you're struggling to get through each day, we definitely can help you. You may have a host of underlying issues that cause this unrelenting fatigue. I know, because I too lived with this fatigue for way too long before I found help. My life nearly crumbled around me as it spiraled out of control. The solution to this condition is usually not that simple, but it can be overcome. If you would like more information, please come to our free monthly educational seminar. Meet our doctors, talk with our staff, and learn about your condition. Call us at 720-488-1400. That's 720-488-1400. Seats are limited, so call us today, 720-488-1400. This free 90-minute seminar is the first step to getting your life back.
And Mike Malloy, AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on M760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Fury unleashed. Shiite Muslims, angry over the bombing of a shrine north of Baghdad, have attacked more than two dozen Sunni mosques around Iraq. In Baghdad, gunmen mowed down a Sunni cleric in broad daylight. No groups taking responsibility for the mosque bombing, but Deputy Parliament Speaker Hussein al-Shiristani believes it's the work of outsiders bent on provoking civil war.
It has shown Iraq is that the international terrorists that have come to Iraq, they have come to fight and destroy everything noble, everything holy.
Here at home, President Bush is taking hits left and right over the planned sale of major port shipping operations. CBS's Dan Revive has that.
A senior aide to Mr. Bush says the president wants this deal to go ahead because it was done by the books, with security concerns fully examined.
We shouldn't be setting different types of rules for different types of companies just because they may come from the Middle East.
White House counselor Dan Bartlett on the CBS News Early Show, but one of the many Republicans in Congress opposed to letting an Arab company run the ports, Clay Shaw of South Florida says.
The president's veto might get overridden in this case because I think there's a very strong feeling in the Congress to prevent this transaction from happening.
And the state of New Jersey plans to file lawsuits to block the port's transfer. Dan Revive, CBS News, New York.
Two Americans are among 15 newly named cardinals of the Catholic Church. One is former San Francisco Archbishop William Levada. The other is Archbishop Sean O'Malley, who was brought in to clean up after the Boston Diocese sex scandal.
It's a real credit to Sean O'Malley to be made a cardinal. There's no doubt about it. The Catholic Church doesn't inevitably make anybody a cardinal simply because of their prior position. He has earned his stripes and he deserves it.
Boston College theology professor Thomas Groom. A bill that would ban almost all abortions in South Dakota could win final approval from lawmakers before the day is out. Governor Mike Rounds is to sign the bill, and if he does, abortion rights groups say they'll waste no time fighting it in court. With fuel costs soaring, the price pinch on pocketbooks got tighter last month. The government's consumer price index jumped 0.7%. Who won a humongous Powerball jackpot? Stay tuned.
Heidi Frank in Lincoln, Nebraska. The winning ticket was sold at this convenience store near a ham processing plant, where some workers who reportedly pooled their money will now share the $365 million jackpot. All that the Lottery Commission will say before the official announcement is that a winning ticket number has been verified and the winners will make a public appearance later this morning.
About 90 minutes from now.
Little GTO.
Well, once upon a time, people wrote songs about it, but that was then. This is now. Sales are down. Meeting new safety regulations would cost a lot of money. General Motors has decided to stop producing the once popular muscle car. The last GTO rolls off the line in June. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 34 points. NASDAQ's down about a point. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Beverly.
Yes, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I locked my keys out of my car. My car's running.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's get the doors open. What's the four-digit PIN number on the account?
882.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
You are the best. This is the first time I'm trying this. I gotta see how this works.
You said the vehicle's running right now, right?
It's running, and I put my key in, and it closed the door.
Okay, let me go ahead and send the signal through.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
There we go, baby. You're the best. I love you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Do I get charged for that?
No, not at all. It's part of your service.
Have a good day.
Please know we are here whenever you need us.
All right, thank you.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news is we had two crashes, one south on I-25 between 20th and Spear. That's been cleared. Also, another accident on I-225 northbound, the connector ramp to I-70. That's also been cleared. Still have one in the clearing stages. That would be eastbound I-70 at Brighton Boulevard. Two cars there off to the left shoulder. Police and emergency crews on the scene trying to get that one cleared up. Also, if you're Denver-bound on the turnpike between Sheridan and I-25, you're going to still see some brake lights this morning. And if you're headed through the Aurora area, southbound I-225 between Parker and where I-25 connects, also a slow go there as well. Your weather today, mostly sunny, the high in the mid-40s near the foothills. Plenty of wind, gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight it will be...
Want to live it up at the next Avalanche home game? Well, go to AmberHomes.com and register to win tickets in their luxury suite. Amber Homes is a proud sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Sign up to win tickets now at AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Get exceptional lease values on all Audi models equipped with Quattro all-wheel drive. Visit your Denver area Audi dealer today.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to AM760.net. AM760.net.
Here you go.
Thermal Advantage's energy efficiency program will end tomorrow. In this program, all of your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you'll be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Getting up every morning on a day-by-day basis, confronting the challenges. I'm running a daily talk show. I'm actually getting paid for it, too. And I know there are people like you who are out there doing a lot harder jobs. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. A guy brought this up to me in email, and I thank him for sending this email. I blew this comparison. When I brought up William J. Fulbright, he was a Democrat, not a Republican, and I don't know what I was thinking or where I was going there. And he had the guts to take on Lyndon Johnson over the Vietnam War. And Chuck Hagel's virtually the only person that I know of in the Republican Party, really, that's taking on Bush over the Iraqi War. But people in the Republican Party need to take this guy on. They need to get the guts to take him on, and some of them are finally doing it over this whole port deal. Bush was in Golden yesterday. He was at NRAL. And we're going to talk now to, let me get my Congressman Elliot Engel, who is in New York, and he is in District 17, the Bronx. He serves on the Energy and Commerce Committee and the International Relations Committee. And let's go to Congressman Engel. Congressman Engel, good morning and welcome to AM 760. Thank you for being on.
It's my pleasure.
It's nice to have you. All right, George W. Bush comes out here yesterday to Golden, Colorado. He was in Milwaukee the night before to talk about renewable energy. Do you believe or do you think that he's actually, we're really going to now start to turn on a dime and start to get involved in this as we need to? Or was this, and I've asked a lot of people this question, and I'll ask you, or was this another photo op opportunity?
Well, I think time will tell. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until I see otherwise. You know, it is a little bit strange that George W. Bush, the oil man from the oil family, is suddenly talking about weaning us off of oil. But, you know, I'm glad he's doing it because we need to get off of oil. And the Republicans, previous to this, have not shown any kind of attitude where they want to change our energy policies. In fact, we passed an energy bill in both the House and the Senate last year. The president signed it. I call it the 1950s energy policy bill because it gave all kinds of tax breaks to the big oil and gas companies, and it did nothing or very little to wean us off of Middle Eastern oil. And as well you know, Jay, at a time when these oil companies mm-hmm. are making record profits and the price of gasoline is going through the roof and the price to heat your home heating is going through the roof, it's just obscene that these companies are making record profits and we're giving them further tax breaks.
You know, Bush said yesterday in Golden, he said that the country needs to, quote-unquote, embrace a national will to use renewable energy. But are there any Republicans in Congress talking about this other than the president?
Well, there are a few. I've introduced a bill, and I try to do this in a bipartisan way because I think that, you know, we don't control, Democrats don't control the House or the Senate, so in order to pass something, you know, we need to have a bunch of Republicans voting for it. And again, the problem that we've had in the House all these years is that Denny Hastert won't even put a bill out unless a majority of Republicans support it. So even if you could cobble together a majority with virtually all the Democrats and a handful of Republicans, the Speaker won't allow it on the floor. So that's a real problem. But I've put together a bill with Jack Kingston, who's a Republican from Georgia, and we call it the Fuel Choices for America's Security Act. And what it tries to do through a series of tax incentives and other things is to wean us off of oil by 2.5 million barrels per day by the year 2015 and by 5 million barrels per day by the year 2025 by providing tax incentives for alternative fuels, for hybrid cars, both for the companies that manufacture them and for the consumer who would buy it. And I think that that is one of the ways to go. There are lots of other ways to go which the president won't support, like the whole CAFE standards issue, which would make our cars more fuel efficiency.
Why won't he support that? What is the deal that he and other Republicans won't support this?
Well, I don't know why they won't support it. I mean, I think that they're trying to protect the auto industry, and they think that somehow or other it's bad for the auto industry. But it's quite the opposite, Jay. It's good
right.
for the auto industry because one of the reasons why Americans and foreigners are buying foreign cars is because it's a better product. And if we could make our American cars more fuel efficient so that people could get, you know, 50 miles a gallon on a gallon of gas instead of 25, people would buy American cars. So it would seem to me that this is something that would be good for the industry, but the industry fights it tooth and nail. I can tell you, I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and any time we even want to have a minor modification of what's called CAFE standards, making cars more fuel efficient, Detroit fights us on it, and it's just ridiculous.
And along with Detroit fighting you on it, then the administration steps up to provide them cover.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. That's what they do, and that's one of the reasons, the main reasons, we haven't been able to make any progress on it at all.
11 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us, Congressman Elliot Engel, New York District 17, the Bronx. He serves on the Energy and Commerce Committee and the International Relations Committee. And, you know, I bring this up to numerous Democratic leaders that we have on this program. I brought it up to Congressman Mark Udall yesterday that the charge is by critics of us Democrats is that all we want to do is gripe, that we don't have any plans, yet you're sitting here this morning and you're giving us all of these bills and these ideas that you've come up with. Why don't these things get wider play, do you think?
Well, it's very frustrating because I, like other Democrats, and we all obviously speak with each other, keep getting from our constituents, where are the Democrats? Why don't the Democrats come up with our ideas? Why does the Democratic Party seem to have no ideas? I want to tell you, Jay, you know, we come up with lots of ideas. We just don't seem to be able to have the media, not you, obviously, but the media put them forward. But I think that's going to change, and I'll tell you why. In 1994, when the Republicans took control of Congress, people forget that Newt Gingrich's so-called Contract for America, we like to call it the Contract on America, but that didn't come up, this manifesto, which gives him credit for changing capturing the majority, he didn't come forward with that until after Labor Day. Because if you come too soon, or you peak too soon, then the November election comes, people forget about it. On the other hand, you don't want to say nothing all these months because it'll turn people off. So I think you're going to see Democrats come out with different policies, and then perhaps after Labor Day come out with one big manifesto. You know, the Republicans are doing a good job of messing up the country and messing themselves up with all these ethics scandals and violations in Washington, and the fact that, you know, they call themselves fiscal conservatives, but they're anything but. We have record deficits, and at a time, you know, when the, you know, the president talks about energy policy, and I liked what he said in the State of the Union, because I thought it's, you know, it was good to say that. But then he comes out with his budget, which I hope is dead on arrival. And then with his budget, you know, despite all his talk about energy research and alternative fuels, $4.4 billion would be cut from energy programs in the president's budget. So it's absolutely ridiculous. And then, of course, out in Golden, Colorado, near you, with the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, they of course, 32 positions were
right,
cut. And
right.
Suddenly they thought it would be a political embarrassment to the president, so they miraculously found $5 million and restored those positions. So, you know, as long as your mantra, or the president's mantra and the Republicans' mantra, is going to be tax cuts for the wealthy, then we're not going to have all the monies we need energy, you know, renewable energy and all the other things. You know, they're cutting environmental spending. They're cutting money for national parks, for child care and nutrition programs for the poor and elderly, for housing. Medicare, Medicaid, I mean, it doesn't end.
You know, and you just answered the next question that I was going to ask you. George W. Bush is quoted this morning in the Denver Post as saying, as a result of the appropriations process, the money, he's talking about that money that was cut from Enerol, may not end up where it was supposed to have gone, but I think we've cleared up those discrepancies. Yeah, how did he suddenly come up with the $5 million? And by the way, not all the employees were hired back there.
Well, obviously, it was an embarrassment to him coming out to Colorado and touting alternative sources of energy and alternative energy. I mean, obviously, it was a political decision that was made. I mean, they're really not serious, because as long as the war in Iraq is raging on, which is costing us billions of dollars, tax cuts, the president wants to make them permanent. I mean, it's unconscionable. I have three kids. And the worst thing domestically that we are doing in my 18 years in Congress is are these tax cuts, where we're not balancing the budget and we're leaving a legacy of debt to our children and our grandchildren. And, you know, the average American, it doesn't hit them, because, you know, okay, we're running deficits. How does that affect me? But down the line, it's going to be impossible. And when we have countries like China that are holding our debt and holding the paper, and we have to pay them back, and they could call for it any time, they could wreak havoc with our economy down the line, and I think that is a very, very bad position. And then, you know, you have this story that broke a few days ago, but really I think reached ahead yesterday, where they want to outsource port security.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that.
A company that was bought by the United Arab Emirates, which, of course, is owned by the government of the United Arab Emirates. I mean, you know, give me a break when you have three of the hijackers on September 11th were citizens of the United Arab Emirates. You know, this is something that just makes no sense whatsoever. And even Republicans in Congress are fighting the president on it, and he says he's going to veto it. Well, I think if he vetoes it, his veto will be overwritten, because it just lacks total common sense to have our port security. And by the way, when it comes to Homeland Security, the president talks a good game, but the administration has not put its money where its mouth is. And Democrats have proposed a lot more money to keep us safe, a lot more money for Homeland Security. But because we have these tax cuts and we have the war in Iraq, we really don't have the money. And so the president and his party keeps rejecting more money for Homeland Security.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the ports, because you're vice chair of the Democratic Task Force on Homeland Security. So you believe that if George W. Bush throws down the gauntlet and he says, you enact legislation, Congress, to try to stop the Dubai situation, try to stop the port situation, that I'm going to veto it, you believe that bipartisan-wise, you can get enough votes in both the House of Representatives and the Senate to override it.
I have no doubt in my mind that when you have Frist and Hastert coming out against it, and you have rank-and-file Republicans, Pete King from my home state of New York, who's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, you've got Kurt Weldon and others, I have no doubt Bush has to back down on this one, because this doesn't pass the smell test. You know, just common sense would tell you, you know, Bush is saying, well, it sends a bad signal to the Arab nations. Well, you know, excuse me. I mean, you know, I'm sorry that 3,000 Americans were killed on September 11th, but they were you know, nationals from Arab countries who flew the planes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. So when we're talking about Homeland Security, of course we have to be sensitive to having our port security controlled by the government of the United Arab Emirates. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
All right, final question here, because I know you got other things to do, and I appreciate you being on with us here this morning. We need, Democrats, we need 15 seats in the House to get back control. Think we'll get those 15 seats in November?
I think that we have an excellent chance to do it. I think for the first time since 1994, Charlie Cook, who does the Cook Report, and they talk about whether or not that we'll have the ability to do it, and now says he thinks the Democrats can win 14 seats. Well, 14 is one away from 15. I think by the time November rolls around, people will be disgusted with the ethics scandal that Washington is enmeshed in, the Abramoff scandal, which primarily deals with the culture of corruption with Republicans in Washington. And I think the Democrats are going to break through and get our message across. I mean, if we don't get control of the House of Representatives and perhaps even the Senate now, when can we do it? I think the climate is ripe, and I think if we don't do it, you know, the American people will unfortunately get what they deserve. I mean, I just think that they have mismanaged the country, that they have done in 14 years of control what they accuse Democrats of doing after 40 years of control. They've mismanaged the government. The budget deficit is out of control. They're all running around. And I think what you're going to see, and I think perhaps with the port security issue, we're seeing the beginning of it. You're going to start seeing rank and file Republicans try to distance themselves from the Bush administration, because they can read polls too, and they can see that the president's positives and the administration is all the way down, and they want to try to cut away from it. So I think
so. This is the tipping point.
I think
quote,
so.
Unquote.
I think so, and I think that we have an excellent opportunity. And I think if we don't do it, shame on us.
Boy, I hope you do it. I mean, I pray every day that you do it. Congressman, thank you so much for being on the program this morning. Really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I enjoyed it, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, there's Congressman Elliot Engel from New York. He's from District 17, that's the Bronx, and he serves on the Energy and Commerce Committee and the International Relations Committee. All right, I'll open up the phones. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. You want to talk about religion, you want to talk about the port, you want to talk about energy, we'll just start open phones early this morning here at AM 760, Progressive Talk, and I got three lines open, 303-713-7600, so feel free to use any of those three lines. Use them or lose them here. And we'll talk about all of the stuff that's going on. And he's right. I mean, I think Congressman Engel is right. You know what? If we can't get control of the House of Representatives now, when are we going to get control of the House of Representatives? And do you agree with Congressman Engel that this, and because we've been hearing this over the last couple of months with everything that's come down the line with Katrina, some people have said it about the Cheney shooting incident. Now people are beginning to say it here about the whole Dubai situation. Is this the tipping point for this administration? Is this when the American people finally wise up and say, hey, these guys in power have no frickin' clue what they're doing? 8:22, 22 after 8, AM 760, Progressive.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's review.
I just turned 21, and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday, and wow, the DJ played everything I love. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet. So, to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to MaxNights.com and tell them where you want to go. MaxNights.com.
But this is important, man. If you don't get your air ducts clean, it's blowing all that crap around in your house. You know, you have people over your house and your carpets look grungy. Just doesn't play well. You know what? That's an incredible endorsement for satisfied customers that nearly 100% have Superior Carpet Care back time and time again. Mary and I have, and we love them. And it's real simple. When Superior Carpet Care comes to your house and cleans your carpets, they stay cleaner longer, spots don't reappear, and you know you're getting a great value. And when they clean your air ducts, they do it right, too. They offer the best value, too. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Just $125 to clean three rooms and a hallway. So no matter whom you've used before, call Superior Carpet Care. You'll see the difference in your carpet, and you know what? You'll breathe the difference in your home, and you'll always want to have them back. Plus, you'll recommend them to other people. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So you know what? If you need your carpet or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000, 303-933-3000, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation. Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, at least it's me for now anyway. High today, 46, partly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. 826, 26 minutes after 8. We've got one line open. It's 303-713-7600. What's up with that one line? Is it broken? The damn thing doesn't work? What happened to the person who was on it? They decided to leave? Oh, they called the wrong radio. What did they think they were calling? You should have put them on anyway.
Hi. Hi, this is Cool FM. You've called to rip me off for a dusty oldie or something, right?
We could have put them on anyway. All right, let's get back to the phones here, and we go to Renee in Denver. Renee, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Renee.
Hello, good morning. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, ma'am.
I want to connect up for a little bit the dots the way they're connected in my mind between some of these religious issues and specifically what's going on in the religious right and the incompetence in the Bush administration.
Sure.
And what I'm saying is this. Well, I should say, like, in terms of self-identification, that I am an atheist, I am a lesbian, so you can tell where I am on some of these issues. For example, let's say the gay marriage issue. But what I'm saying is wherever you're at on it, the issue, in comparison to the crisis in our country, is a trivial issue, that less than 5% of Americans are gay and only some percentage of those people want to be married. I'm in favor of it. But let's say you're opposed. Let's say you hate it. You think it's a sin. It's evil. Sodom and Gomorrah, decline of the Roman Empire, whatever. Let's say that's where you're at on it. But meanwhile, we have the largest deficit in American history. Meanwhile, our country's about to be a wholly owned subsidiary of China. That's more important, but what the Bush administration and the power brokers in the Republican Party are doing is they're leading people with those particular values around. You know, like the joke says, it's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We're not going to have a country for gay people or straight people to get married in. So let's focus on this crisis. But what they're doing is they're, like the all the analysts after the last presidential election said that the deciding factor was, quote, moral issues, which is sort of code for gay marriage and abortion. Those are what they mean when they say moral issues. And so the people voted based on that and not on the absolute sheer total incompetence of the administration.
Well, I think all of these things are moral issues. I mean, first of all, if you sit out there and you care about what a man or a woman or two women or two men do in their private lives, you have too much time on your hands. If you care about whether they decide to call themselves man and wife or partners or whatever it is, you have too much time on your hands. And as far as the other issues go, the bungling of Katrina, that's a moral disaster is what that is, because that has to do with human suffering, and human suffering has to do with morality. So that's number one. Also, building a moral and just society, you can't get that done when you've got an overwhelming deficit hanging over your head and when a small percentage of the population is getting a break that the rest of the population doesn't get. These are, you know, all of these things that this country, that needs addressing in this country, health care, you know, the environment, name it all the way down the line. To me, what we need to do is we need to start framing those as moral questions, because it's morality that we're talking about here.
Yes, I agree completely with you. I mean, morality in American politics today has been so narrowly defined. When the analysts said moral issues, they meant gay marriage and abortion. How about basic moral issues like telling the truth to the American people or saving the lives of poor innocent people who are being drowned? I think those are the moral issues, but that's what's been presented or what is currently monopolizing the media in terms of what's described as moral issues. And so what I'm saying is I think that the Republicans are exploiting people's feelings about those issues, which wherever you're at on it, I'm in favor, let's say you're against, you're entitled to your opinion, it's a tiny issue. What they should be screaming about, and what is also a moral issue and one of the basic survival of our country, is the largest deficit in American history. Why are they not screaming about that or getting us mired down?
How about this? Next person that says to you or tries to debate you about morals that's from the right, let's try asking them this question. Do you think children in America, a country as great as this country is, do you think it's moral for them not to have health insurance? I'd like to see what their answer is to that.
But what I'm saying is that even if you endorse their views, even if that's your position, even if I'm a conservative on social issues, even if that's what you're saying, set it aside for a minute and save the country. We're being sold down the tubes here. We're not going to have a country to argue about whether women should have abortion.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm on the same.
So what I'm saying is, and in terms of strategy for the Democratic side, somehow we have to stop letting them use the smoke and mirrors.
Well, I agree. That's why you got it. That's why you have to turn around and take it and turn it back on them and engage them, I believe, with their own rhetoric. Thank you, Renee. I appreciate it. Call again.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, more calls coming up. One line open at 303-713-7600. 832, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Is it moral to be stuck in traffic?
No, it is not.
Yeah, well, if you're stuck in traffic, then you say to yourself, no, this is definitely immoral. Here's progressive traffic with Karen Kelly.
Thank you, Jay. If you're westbound on the Buller Turnpike at McCaslin, we have a two-car crash right there. Police and emergency crews on the scene. This one will have you tied up for quite some time. Northbound I-25 at Castle Pines Parkway, we still have one in the clearing stages there as well. It's two cars, this one off to the right shoulder. Still have your usual delays. If you're Denver bound on the Boulder Turnpike, Sheridan, and I-25, you're going to have brake lights in that stretch. And also southbound I-225, if you're headed through Aurora between Parker and right where I-25 links up, you're going to have some slow traffic there as well. Mostly sunny today with the high in the mid-40s near the foothills. Plenty of wind. You will have gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. The low in the 20s. Wind still present, especially near the...
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin.
Operated since 1925, so going on about 25 years worth of business. And you know what? Go on out and see Rockies. They're good people. They're open 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Rocky Don't Sox. Procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
The company corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Uranium from Africa? Not a female CIA agent. Exposed! Lied into the Iraq war. Ambassador Joe Wilson tells all in Larimer County on March 18th. Go to LarimerDems.org for details. That's LarimerDems.org.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Red and white.
Yep, that's my man, Big Ed. Check him out this afternoon between 1 and 4. I'm Dave, 46, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Are we into the Grateful Dead now? That's because I haven't given you any music instructions, John Turk. I'm Dave, 46, partly sunny skies. Where's my daily dose of the Stones? No Stones. The Rolling Stones, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. And we've opened them up early. But you can talk about God. You can talk about the port. You can talk about whatever may be on your mind. And there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on. You know, I was really, really tempted this morning. And I know this is no way to do it. You know, let me tell you the rules of radio. The rules of radio are following. Okay, if you're going to do a morning show, you got to be in a good mood. That's why a lot of the morning guys that you might listen to other than me are always like, hey, because you know what? You're supposed to be in a good mood. I mean, nobody wants to wake up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:10 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:10 in the morning, 7:35 in the morning and say, oh, man, what is it? What's up with this guy on the radio? He sucks out loud. He's so sad. But as I said, you know, yesterday, I had stuff to do all day. I went out to Rockies. And then I had to go to my doctor. And so I was in and out of the car, and I took a little bit of time out not to listen to us. I didn't listen to any radio. But I'm a news junkie, so when I got back in the car between the stops, I punched us up. Because I wanted to hear what Ed was up to. I'm a big Ed head. And I hear the network news at the top of the hour. Bush is going to veto any congressional effort to override this port deal. Now, if I didn't care about my country, I mean, if I played into the Ann Coulter scenario about, well, you know, Democrats hate America worse than the Taliban, I would have had glee, and I would have said, well, you know, here's another bungling mistake by George W. Bush. Ha ha! This gives me something to talk about on the radio, plus it's going to make it difficult for him. But you know what? I was heartsick. I was heartsick. I felt heartsick. I felt heartsick. And you know what I wanted to do? What I wanted to do? I wanted to put in a Chris Christopherson CD or something. Because I was just shocked by this guy. I'm shocked by this president's behavior. And I know those are cheap words and they're easy to say. I mean, anybody can get on the radio and say that. But I thought to myself, what is this guy thinking? Where is he coming from? I just saw during the break somebody else who works here, who I haven't seen in a couple of days, who peeked their head in to say hello. And I started talking to them about it. I said, you know, look at this port story, man. I mean, you know, and it's so disgusting that it's like you can't get away from talking about it every single day. And he said, you know, what were they thinking? Now let me tell you what the White House is saying. Here's what the White House is saying. This is the spin that the White House is now going to put into the debate. And Susan Malvo, who is their White House correspondent on CNN, is talking about this. Now the White House is claiming that Bush didn't know about the ports deal until it was finished. Okay. Now, let me see. Let me get my list out here. And I hate to sound like Rush Limbaugh. Good oil people from my OxyContin hands right to your radio. All 600 affiliates on the EIB network. But I don't want to get into all of that. All right, let's see. Here's what Bush didn't know. He didn't know that bin Laden was determined to attack. Because Condoleezza Rice spun that one and claimed that the presidential daily briefing was basically a historical document. But yes, you see, Senator, it's a historical document. So Bush didn't know anything about bin Laden determined to attack. So we got hit on 9/11. Hurricane Katrina. Bush didn't know anything about that. He knew it was out there, but he had no idea that it would hit New Orleans, and he had no idea that it would hit New Orleans at the level that it did. Now? Well, George W. Bush had no idea about this port deal with Dubai. You know what that makes me want to ask him? And it makes me want to ask the White House, what the hell does this guy know? What does he do all day? What does this guy do all day that he doesn't know? What? What are we paying him for? Unbelievable. What are we paying him for? I don't know. What, to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom every time that he and the missus have a fight? I give up. Mark in Estes Park. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm hanging in.
Hanging in there. Same here. I just flew back from Florida last night. I ended up sitting next to a lobbyist over in the state of Nevada. And I just, he's very anti-partisan, and I just started talking with him. And he said, is it Harry Reid from Nevada?
Harry Reid is one of the senators from Nevada, yeah.
Well, this lobbyist was saying he was in this charge regarding, like, the unraveling of the Republican Party with all the lobbying reform, all the corruption going on. And he had a good opportunity to come above board and say, you know, there's problems on both sides of the aisle, and we need to change this. But instead he's saying, or made the statement that, you know, the Republicans are the ones having a problem and not on the Democratic
side. Well, because the Democrats never took one cent of money directly from Jack Abramoff, the Republicans did.
I understand that, and the basic scandal is around Abramoff, and which is fine, but there's other things going on that aren't in the press right now that I'm sure are going on. But with that being said, the Republican Party kind of self-destructing right now with these scandals. I think it's a good opportunity for the Democratic Party to not so much state that we need to take control of the House or the Senate, but I think they need to state that, frame it in such a way that we need to restore the balance to the three branches of the government.
Well, we need to do both. We need to take control to restore the checks and balances that this government ought to have.
Yes, and I completely agree with that, but I think it needs to be framed in such a way, not a power or a control, but a restoring the balance. And I just, you know, I feel like I'm middle of the road. I think both parties have good things to bring to the table, but it's just too much extremism, and there needs to be more moderate, down the middle of the road things brought to the table. So that's why it needs to be framed balance, not so much power. And
well, you know, you could be right about that, and you're right about the checks and balances, and you're right about the balance being gone. And that was my whole example earlier of trying to bring up the idea of William J. Fulbright, who finally, you know, stood up and took on Lyndon Johnson over the Vietnam War, even though he's a member of Johnson's party. And you do have Chuck Hagel out there. But at some point, you know, you would think at some point that bipartisanship would prevail and that the Congress would get together and try to put some kind of a break and some kind of a check on this administration, be it the Dubai port deal or the NSA spying or any number of issues that we can bring up. So I think, you know, the point you're making is a good one, and I think that maybe it's talking about checks and balances and bringing balance back is probably a better way to describe the point than maybe using the word control. Mark, thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right, good call.
Bye-bye.
And maybe that's how we ought to just say, look, let's restore the checks and balances, and then when one party runs too much, then what you do is...
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Don't you love the feeling you get shopping at your favorite gift boutique? Now you can enjoy that feeling shopping online at Teresa'sGifts.com. You'll love getting all your shopping done at their locally owned online gallery. Browse through all their gifts, from indoor decor to your favorite collectibles. You'll be amazed at the variety they offer. And since they're not a giant corporate site, you'll feel right at home. Visit Teresa'sGifts.com or click on the image in your media player for more info.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
They are the best. And you know what? They look and act and feel the best. Why? Because we've always fed them Purina One. And I'm not alone on this. Listen to Erica talk about her dog, Lucky.
Purina One, I like the way it's formulated for the puppy part and the adults. Like, we use the lamb formula, but I know there's different formulas you can use, so I like that fact, too, that we can kind of switch things up if we want, just to give him some variety. The main difference that I noticed with him is just, I would say, more of an energy level. It seemed like, I don't know if there's more fillers in some of the other dog foods, but when we switched to Purina One, it just seemed like he had much more energy. Before, he just seemed like he laid around a little bit more. Now he seems more playful.
See, Erica's got it right. It's because there are no fillers in Purina One. Purina One dog foods start with real meat, real poultry, and real fish as their number one ingredient. They don't add any fillers, no artificial colors, no flavors, and we all know that overcooking can destroy the essential vitamins, but did you know that undercooking carbohydrates can reduce their digestibility? That's why Purina One carefully monitors moisture and temperature at each stage of the cooking process. So you know what? Why not try it for your pet? Take the Purina One 30-day challenge with your pet. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today, and you'll get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult dog, or senior dog. Let me give you the number one more time, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
It's the Joseph A. Bank February finale. Right now, select suits and business express suit separates, 50% off. All top coats, raincoats, and casual outerwear, 60% off. Plus, all merino wool and cashmere sweaters, 60% off. Consider the entire stock of Traveler blazers, regularly $450, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off the clearance price of suits, sport coats, and more. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters, now $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank. Six area locations. Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Colorado Springs, and Loveland.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, come on.
If the sun refused to shine.
What a great song. Once again, as I always say every morning, the little teeny AM radio station, the progressive talker, the free-flowing bohemian frequency, plays the best music. What about all the FMs downstairs with all their high-powered digital stereo crap? That's what they're doing. They're just pouring out canned music. 852 AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. And let's get back on the phones. It's open phones. We're talking about the porch. We're talking about religion. We're talking about a ton of stuff. And you're welcome here anytime, pro or con, to get in on the dialogue. Let's go to Jeff in Boulder. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Jeff.
Well, I'm no longer in Boulder. Now I'm in Denver. I've been on hold so long.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Talking to about the porch. This is my view of it, and I'm going to quote George Bush. You know, if he wants to veto, bring it on. I don't believe he's vetoed anything during his presidency. And if he
no,
wants to,
he hasn't.
If he wants to make this as the first precedent for his veto, I, as my representatives, my senators, I would support them in taking it to him and letting him veto it and letting him go down on record.
Well, he's got members of his own party that are saying exactly what you're saying. He's got members of his own party that say exactly the same thing, that if he wants to fight it out, go ahead, because we've got the votes and we'll do it. And I'll give you a quote directly. Here's Representative Mark Foley, who's a Republican congressman from Florida. He called Bush politically tone-deaf in a Washington Post article that's out today. He says, of all the bills to veto, if he lays down this gauntlet, he'll probably have 350 members of the House ready to accept the challenge. So, I mean, you're right on what you're saying, man. I mean, even members of his own party are on your side.
I would love to see him do it, because it was just, just tells you how far out of touch he is. I mean, the administration that made us go out and get duct tape and plastic to put over windows because of a biological bomb or a dirty bomb that was possibly going to come in through ports.
Yeah. This is also the administration who sit here and talks about a post-9/11 mentality when only 5% of our cargo is inspected in any given port.
Exactly. I mean, I just moved out from Philadelphia years ago, and it was, that's a scary, scary port as it is.
Yep.
I don't give it over to somebody else.
I agree, Jeff. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Take care. Okay. Let's go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I don't want to cause a ruckus here, but I wanted to take issue with that congressman that was on. Explain this to me. He said we're at record deficits. He's never seen this much spending in his life. And then in the next sentence, he says everything's being cut. How can you spend more by spending less? And then
there's a very easy answer to that. It's like anything else in life. Look at your household budget.
Right.
If you're forced to spend more on some things, you're forced to spend less on others. That's exactly what he was talking about. So what we're doing here under this administration is we're spending a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous amount of money on Iraq every single day. It's costing us. It's costing us every month.
But the military budget's only 17% of the...
But the money that's spent for Iraq is not part of that 17%. That's added on to it.
You sure?
Yeah, go look it up. I mean, you have to go get special appropriations to keep this thing going. Bush was going to Congress again not less than 3 or 4 weeks ago, asking for more money. Go look it up.
All right. Now, but the other issue, when I got done listening to him, he said, we got to get rid of these tax cuts. So what he's saying is we need to raise taxes and spend more money.
No, that's not what he's saying. He said we have to get rid of the tax cuts for the top 5% and roll them back, not increase taxes, but roll them back to where they were all right, go ahead.
You'd be increasing taxes if you take away a tax cut. Right?
No, you're not increasing taxes. You're rolling them back to where they were because in a time of war, you cannot have tax cuts for the upper top of society while trying to wage a war at the same time, nor on a household budget can you spend more than you take in. Name me any time in the history of the United States of America where we have had tax cuts at a time of war.
Right, well. I agree.
I mean, okay, that's all he's saying.
The way I understand the tax cuts, though, you know, they always say for the upper 5%.
Well, they are.
But the upper 5% are paying the bulk of those taxes.
No, that's not true.
Yes, they are.
You know what? They're not. I will prove it to you. Go look it up. Go Google it. It's a spurious argument, and I go back to what I said to you before. You know, name me at a time of war where anybody in this country, regardless of their income level, has received a tax cut. And if I were to guess, and I'm just guessing here, I would guess that you're probably either a conservative or a Republican.
Well, I'm a conservative.
Okay. All right. So what you're doing is you're hearing this guy talk, and then what you're doing is you're injecting into it what you want to hear and taking it the way you want to hear it. And we all do that, and that's all perfectly fine. But you cannot, whether it's your household budget, my household budget, or the United States of America, you cannot take in less than you spend. Explain to me how it is that the Middle East and that the Chinese own so much of America's debt. How did we get that way?
We're spending too much.
Well, where were we when Clinton was in office?
Yeah, but
where were we? Just answer my simple question.
No, we were getting to a balanced budget.
We had a surplus. What happened to that surplus? Where'd it go?
What got spent when the market went down? We were going. We were going into a recession in 1992.
Right.
At the end of his thing, what would he have done?
Right. Okay. You know what? I always hear that. But the fact is that we had a surplus.
Wait a minute, sir.
The fact is that we had a surplus, and now sitting at 2006, we have a record debt, and your party has been in control of both the presidency and the Congress. So therefore, you're the stewards of the country's guidance financially, and you guys have misguided it. Thank you for the call.
Jay Marvin.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
And off all top coats, raincoats, and casual outerwear, 60% off. Plus, all merino wool and cashmere sweaters, 60% off. Consider the entire stock of traveler blazers, regularly $450, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off the clearance price of suits, sport coats, and more. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters, now $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank, now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, 6 area locations, Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Colorado Springs, and Loveland.
AM 760. 760. Your only place for local progressive talk in Air America Radio. AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Angry Shiite Muslims staged violent protests in Basra and dozens of other Iraqi locations, retaliating for the bombing in Samarra earlier today that badly damaged the Golden Dome of one of the holiest Shiite shrines. Professor Robert Hillenbrand at the University of Edinburgh says the attack is devastating to hundreds of millions of Shiites.
The protection of these shrines is the people themselves and the sanctity which envelops them. For hundreds of years, these places have been relatively safe because of that. We're in a new world now.
CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier tells us there have been some arrests in the Golden Dome attack.
Iraq's national security advisor says that 10 suspects have been detained. Now, he is blaming this act of violence on al-Qaeda. He says al-Qaeda is simply trying to drive Iraq's Sunnis and Shiites against each other to stir civil war.
Yesterday, President Bush threatened to veto any legislation intended to block the sale of control over a half dozen U.S. ports to an Arab company. Today, word that the president was unaware of the sale until after it had been approved by his administration.
Despite his ardent support for the port operations deal, President Bush didn't actually learn about it till a few days ago. Spokesman Scott McClellan says federal agencies approved the transaction, not Mr. Bush, and it didn't rise to presidential level until recently. But Mr. Bush believes the United Arab Emirates is a strong ally in the war on terror, and it would send the wrong message to say that its company could not operate U.S. ports. Mark Noller, CBS News. The White House.
Pope Benedict XVI has named 15 new cardinals, including Sean O'Malley, Archbishop of Boston, brought in by the late Pope John Paul II to heal the wounds suffered during the priestly abuse scandals 3 years ago. Ray Flynn, former U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, says O'Malley has earned his red hat.
Sean O'Malley has been loyal. He's done what needed to be done. Time to put the church moving forward.
We have late word now that the quarterback of Navy's 2005 football squad has been charged with raping a female midshipman in her dormitory room. We should know in about a half hour who won the record $365 million Powerball jackpot.
The winning ticket, valued at $365 million, could be paid out over 30 years, with the first check just over $6.5 million after taxes. Or the cash option offers an immediate $124 million after taxes. The identity of the winner or winners and how the money will be paid out is to be announced at a news conference, with Nebraska's governor offering his congratulations. Lee Frank, CBS News, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Checking the late numbers from Wall Street, Dow Industrials up nearly 60 points. NASDAQ composite ahead about 4. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Center, this is Jeff.
Hi, lady slammed right into me.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Could you send the police for me, please?
Absolutely. Are you okay?
I'm all right.
One moment.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
My name is Jeff. I'm calling from OnStar. I have a lady who reported an accident. She's on State Route 60.
Does she need an ambulance?
She said there were no injuries, but I think she's pretty shooken up.
Okay, we'll get one on the way.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Ma'am, it should be there momentarily.
Thank you for being there. That's why I have OnStar, so I can call people like you to help.
Absolutely, ma'am. We're here for you.
I know you are. The ambulance is coming now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
And we have a couple of lingering problems this morning. North on I-25 at Castle Pines Parkway, two cars involved in an accident. They're tying up the left lane. Some heavy traffic in that area. Also north on I-25 at I-70. Watch for some boxes in the middle of the road. Still have heavy traffic headed in if you're Denver bound on the turnpike between Sheridan and I-25. And also if you're headed in from Lakewood between Sheridan and I-25 on 6th Avenue, you're going to run into some heavy traffic there as well. Your weather for today, mostly sunny, the high in the mid-40s near the foothills. Wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour this morning. Tonight, mostly clear in the low 20s, and the wind will still be around, especially near the foothills. gusts likely 30 to 40 miles per hour tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high in the mid-50s. I'm Karen Kelly, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The money may not end up where it was supposed to have gone.
So these 32 workers, I guess, Congressman, it was just a snafu, you know?
Congressman Mark Udall on the Ed Schultz Show.
No, well, you know what snafu really means, right?
That's exactly right. So it's just one of those accounting errors. How do we explain this?
The system's normal, all you know what up.
That's right.
The proof's going to be in what they do down the line. But we've got to make the investment on the front end, and we need national leadership. It's been lacking.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, there you go. Congressman Mark Udall on the Ed Schultz Show. No Congressman Mark Udall on the Jay Marvin Show, though. That's okay. We love Big Eddie. Here today, 1 until 4. Then I think it is like 2 weeks from now. Is it 2 weeks from now? Or a week and a half from now? Anyway, it's March 2nd and 3rd. I'm going to fill in for Ed. It's a week from tomorrow. So I'm going to do both shows. So I'm just going to bring a bed in here and just stay overnight. Mary won't care. She's sick of seeing me anyway. 9:06, 6 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 46 under partly sunny skies. And it's open phones here, but we're talking mostly about the port and about religion. And get into that guy with a tax cut thing. And, you know... No segment of society should get a tax cut, really. Not when you're in a time of war. All right, let's go back to the phones and go to Mike, who's been hanging on in Denver. Mike Heyer on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing today, Jay?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. I have three real quick questions here, and you can expound on them later if you wish. Okay, my first question is, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, how do we get it back? And... Okay, my second one is, who the hell is Denny Hassert? I mean, here's a guy with no balls. I think if DeLay told him to stand naked on the Capitol steps in a snowstorm, he would do it. Okay, my last one, one of the best political cartoonists of our age is Walt Kelly of Pogo fame. How would he draw this administration? What kind of characters? What kind of animals? What do you use?
Well, I don't know if I can answer all three of those. Let me start with Denny Hastert. Hastert, who's an ex-wrestling coach, who is basically a political thug and a really, really... I mean, he said some things during the Kerry campaign that were really... I used to live in Illinois, too, and I'd have to see him every once in a while when he would come to the radio station there, and he's not a pleasant man. Well, you're right, he does what he's told, but even he's objecting to the support deal. And as far as Roe versus Wade goes, if it's overturned by the Supreme Court, I guess, you know, you would have to go back to the various... It would end up in the hands of the states, and the various states' legislatures would have to take action on it. I think that's what probably would have to happen.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen in South Dakota.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen anywhere.
Well,
I really do.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, take care. Bye.
And I remember Walt Kelly, but I don't know how he would draw this administration. I'm not a big Walt Kelly fan, but I remember Pogo. I liked Pogo. It was okay. Let's go to Becky in Colorado Springs. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you for having Lori Lipman Brown on.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
She's really a great lady. She's one of the organizations I'm on the National Board of helps support her activities.
Oh, good for you.
So we're real proud of her. But it just brought up to mind a call I got yesterday. I'm active down in Colorado Springs. There's a few progressives down here. And I got a call yesterday about a young man who's tied up in our criminal justice system. And he's got a situation where he either has to go to a faith-based counseling system or go back to jail.
Well, you know what? That's disgraceful.
It is. And so when we talk about the need of church-state separation, it isn't just this, I can't think of the word now.
But what kind of faith-based counseling does he have to go to? Like with a priest, a pastor?
No, it's just that the faith-based organizations have the funding for drug and alcohol treatments and things like that, the intensive in-house where they can put you up and all of that.
Yeah, that's so wrong. That is so wrong.
So if a person doesn't have a lot of money, there aren't very many secular outfits that will take a person in for intensive therapy. But
we need more of them, but you know, this country hasn't got a great record when it comes to mental health.
No, it doesn't. So it was just hearing Rory on there and hearing some of your other callers talking about violations. I mean, here's right down to earth, you know, somebody's caught in the system, and he doesn't deny he needs the help. He wants the help, but he sure doesn't want to have to go to a religious organization to get it. That's the way they operate, especially in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, that's really wrong. It is really it's wrong in all aspects in all areas. I am against giving any money to any faith-based organization and I'm talking about money. When I talk about money, I mean taxpayer money for anything. Private individuals want to contribute, fine. That's okay. No problem with me. But taking my tax dollars and giving it to some faith-based organization or your tax dollars, absolutely 100% not.
Right. It makes me have to support their religion.
That's right.
And, you know, maybe I'm not a Catholic, or maybe I'm not a Baptist, or maybe I'm not a born-again, or maybe I'm not a Muslim.
Yeah.
And I have to go ahead and support their organizations. We always pay their taxes. We pay for their fire protection, their police protection. We pay for all of that because they don't pay property taxes. So it's
I'm with you 100%. I don't understand how anybody can see that this is just. I really don't.
Well, and even some Christian folks who I can't remember who it was, but he said when the state and the church get tangled, the church loses.
Yep.
Because, you know, at some point Bush or someone like him is going to start pulling the strings on which churches are getting the funding. They're actually already doing that. And then they're getting a preferential treatment. So there's some faiths that are more in favor than others, and that's not what the United States is set up to do.
Well, this is Bush and the GOP's way of buying votes, essentially.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. It's about buying votes.
Well, yeah, and that's what we've come down to.
And that's wrong. It's absolutely 100% wrong.
So tell your folks, get out, vote, do your thing, protest. Go to protest. Make lots of noise.
You got it. Thanks, Becky.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take
Bye-bye.
Care. Calling from deep within enemy territory in Colorado Springs. Now, there are a lot of good people living in Colorado Springs, and the Springs gets a bad rap. But, as we also know, there are a lot of people like James Dobson living there who are happy to take taxpayer money. And my belief is, you know what, you take taxpayer money, then you should pay tax. That's what I think. No free rides for anybody. Regardless. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I want to run this up the flagpole with you, see what you think. This is about the port deal. And what I think, you said earlier that you just can't believe this is so outrageous. You just can't stop talking about it. And that got me to thinking, what if they were... what if Bush was doing this just in order to keep us preoccupied so they can get away with really doing nothing about the Abramoff scandal and the lobbyist reform?
No, I don't think that's what it's about. You know why I don't think it's what it's about? Because it's too costly to the president, because he's got a revolt on his hands with inside his own party, which is exactly what he doesn't need. I mean, he's got prominent Republicans now who are after his scalp over this deal, and what it basically does is it takes him for the first time in his administration, really, and politically isolates him.
Yeah, but on the other hand, this gives the Congress opportunity to look like heroes and actually to look like they're standing up against the president.
See,
don't you think that that's valuable for them?
No, because I think what they're doing there, I think what Republicans are doing there is they're running scared. Because you know what? They got to face the voters in November. And look, you know what? I don't know this. I don't know this for a fact because I haven't looked it up. But, and I guess off the air I will, or, you know, you're sitting by a computer, you can look it up, you can Google it. I don't think we're going to find any congressman or congresswoman who is going to support this idea. And they will not stand with the president because they know it is a losing issue. So therefore,
that is my point exactly. I think that what they'll do is they will stand, they'll go up against the president because there is so much controversy about the executive being so powerful, and they want to look like the Congress is not has not been diminished.
See,
this might be their opportunity to stand up against them. They obviously they need to. It's not losing hand for Congress at all to stand up against the president here. And it doesn't matter if the president is somewhat diminished, because in the end, the Congress, what he's doing is he's doing it for the party. He's doing it in order to
augment. No, you know what? I'm sorry, but I just totally, completely disagree. I disagree. I think it puts them in a terrible, terrible, awkward position. I think it puts Bush in a really bad position. I think he's stuck with this.
What can the motivation be for him to have made this deal?
You know what? Okay, you want to know what I think the motivation for him doing this deal is?
I can't fathom it. It's just unbelievable.
There is no motivation. You know what it is? He didn't know what was going on. I believe the White House when they say he didn't know what was going on. I don't know what this guy does every day. He doesn't know anything about anything.
Well, I know that there was some discussion on one of the blogs about how some of the higher-ups in the administration have direct connections with this company, and if they're pulling the strings and making this thing happen behind the scenes, that's the corruption is outrageous. How can anybody...
Well, you're talking about Treasury Secretary John Snow,
yeah,
whose department heads the head of the federal panel that signed off a $6.8 billion deal. His company, his ex-company, CSX Rail Firm, sold its own international port operations to DP World, who are the people we're talking about, for $1.5 billion. That was in 2004, the year before Snow left for President Bush's cabinet. And then the other guy is David Sanborn, who runs DP World's European and Latin American operations, who was tapped by Bush last month to head the U.S. Maritime Association. Those are the connections you're alluding to.
Now, are these connections still in place, or did they, quote-unquote, sort of dissolve those connections just before they were elevated to these posts?
I think it's a very good question. I think it's a question Mr. Snow, and I think it's a question Mr. Sanborn ought to answer.
Yeah,
but, you know,
conflict of interest just seems like it has no weight anymore. I mean, conflict of interest is where the whole lobbyist scandal is from. This is a direct conflict of interest. When you have guys who are the oil company magnates in control of the government, that's conflict of interest. Why is there no traction?
Well,
it's
let's see. I mean, I think we should, ask whether, I think somebody should ask whether Snow and whether Sanborn have contacts with this DP World, whether they still have ties to him or they don't have ties to him. But back to your original point, See, I really honestly believe that, Bush, once again, these people screwed this up. They don't know what's going on. They're stuck in a position now where he's got to live with this. And because of survival, because they want it reelected, all of these Congress people, these senators and congressmen on the Republican side are running as fast as they can from this because they don't... Now, look, factor this in. You got this thing going on, plus you got a president with a 39% approval rating. What would you do if you were a sitting member of... If you were Marilyn Musgrave, what would you do?
If I was a sitting member of Congress, what I would do is exactly what I said. I would go against the president on this. He's a lame duck. They can show that they're powerful. I believe that I still think that my premise has a little bit of weight. And I think that it's, well, go ahead. I think you got to go to a commercial anyways, am I right?
Well, you know what? I think your premise has got weight because I think you and I are close to being on the same page. We're just kind of saying it in a different way. Ed, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, okay. Thanks, Jay.
All right, talk to you. One line open at 303-713-7600-918, 18 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yeah, let's ask Marilyn Musgrave. Let's get on the horn and ask Marilyn. Hey, Marilyn, you took money from the president. I mean, he came here and raised money for you. He's your good buddy. How do you feel about this Dubai situation, Marilyn? Do you support him on that? How about you, Tom Tancred?
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway.
generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. Find out more about advertising. Call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Wind out there, and they're wood for you to take advantage of them, and they are great. And you know what? If you're a bull riding fan, see the most electrifying bull riding show ever. It's the Pro Team Bull Riding. It's Pro Team Bull Riding's toughest cowboys versus the toughest bulls. Tickets are on sale now. Advanced tickets are on sale now at All King Supers. And don't forget to stop by Rocky's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon to spin the giant prize wheel and win free tickets. Don't forget, it's Rocky's Auto's Customer Appreciation Days now through Saturday at the home of the cleanest used late model automobiles, cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. That's Rocky's 63rd and Federal. Let me remind you, check out Rocky's on the Internet. You can do it by going to RockysAutos.com. You can see the inventory, and you can check out their business philosophy as well, and even pre-qualify for a car loan. Rocky's Auto's open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. If you come close to 8, though, they'll stay late to take care of you. That's Rocky's Auto's, 63rd and Federal. No better place to buy a car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV. Take it from me. Take it from my wife, Mary. Take it from our friends. When we shop for cars, we shop at Rocky's.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you in people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down.
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
I want to tell you about a gutter system I have on my home called LeafGuard. It's a one-piece new gutter system that repels dirt, debris, leaves, pine needles, ice, and snow. And fully installed, it's less expensive than those retrofitted gutter cover-ups. If you're going to invest in your home, at least get all new gutters at the same time. Call LeafGuard of Colorado, 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409. Don't cover up problems, fix them for good.
For radio listeners only, mention this ad and save $300 on your complete LeafGuard system.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. You're going to give that part to me. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you so much for joining me. High today, 46, partly sunny skies. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Thank you to John Turk for a taste of the Stones. Check that up, man. That's good. That's early Stones, too. Didn't Bo Diddley do this song originally? I believe so. Okay, let's get back to the phones here, and we go to Cindy in Arvada. Cindy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, Jay, I just wanted to call you because I know you've been talking to Virginia, who's always been sort of my spokesperson, about our ongoing vigils that we have every week.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, but I wanted to make a personal phone call today and personally invite you to our first anniversary. It is this Saturday, and it's at the corner of West 52nd Avenue and Wadsworth Boulevard. I'm going to have some wonderful speakers there. The one thing that I'm the most proud of is that I have two Iraqi vets who've actually been to Iraq.
You know what? I'd love to come, but unfortunately, I got a previous engagement this weekend. I am going to be. Where am I going to be? I'm going to be. Oh God, they're going to kill me because I can't remember. Oh, I'm. You know what? I'm going to be with the Jefferson County Democrats.
Well, yeah, but I. That's in the evening. This is in the afternoon.
Well, I got to have some kind of a private life. I mean, I hate to disappoint you, but you know, I got to spend some time at home and take care of business.
Yeah, true. But I. Well, even so, I did want to at least extend an invitation to you. But I also want to let you know. You have had a major influence on people joining our vigils.
Oh, good.
At the corner. We normally get between 1 and 3 people, depending on the week and the weather. It has always made a difference. So, I knew it. I'm a little lost.
Oh, you're doing fine. Well, you know what? Thank you. And to tell Virginia to call every week, and we'll announce it. We're glad to do it.
Well, like I said, or let me just say one more time that the Arvada Peace Vigil is having its first anniversary. It is this Saturday, February 25th, from noon until 1. We do also provide signs for people there. And if any of your listeners would love to join us, we would welcome them with open arms.
All right. Hey, thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Are we being attacked by the federal government? You see the lights flashing in here? What's up with that? They're after us. Warren in Denver. Warren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing this
morning? Hi, Warren. How are you?
Another good show.
Well, I'm trying.
You keep rolling them out.
I'm trying, buddy.
A couple of quick things.
Sure.
Joe. The first one is just a comment in relationship with the Republicans running scared. And I really agree with that. I think they're really running scared. But when is the tipping point between the time when Karl Rove says, we're not going to give you any more money unless you vote this way and you lose the election, and the guys say, no matter how much money you give us, we're going to lose the election anyway.
I think the tipping point is now, because look at this. Check this out. Okay, he's at what, 39%?
Yep.
So he's as low. I mean, I don't think he can really. The 39% that he's at, that's the core. So he can't really go any lower than that, right?
Yes.
He's got the port thing situation going on, so now he's got rebellion inside his own party. Now, if you were Marilyn Musgrave or Tom Tancredo with all of this going on, and Musgrave, you know, did have him out here and did buddy up with him, so I think her constituents ought to ask her about her feelings about this port situation. I mean, would you want to be taking money from them and hanging out with them?
I don't think I'd see myself being back in Washington.
I mean, I would, even if I wanted to go back to Washington, I mean, I wouldn't want to have, I mean, if Karl Rove called me on the phone and said, okay, look, you know, Jay, we know you're in a congressional race there, and if you want the president's help, and, you know, you want some cash from the RNC, you know, you better toe the line, I would say, here's a dial tone. Because I would want to be, would you want to be in a photo op with George W. Bush?
I don't think so, not now. Not, as a matter of fact, not back then either.
Well, for you and I, not any time.
Right.
But I'm talking about if you're an incumbent.
No, I don't think this is a good time for an incumbent to be in a photo op.
I mean, see, you know, this guy. All right, look, either this guy is the dumbest guy we've ever had at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, or he has no freaking clue what goes on around him, and they tell him at the last minute, or he finds out by somebody going in and saying, oh, my God, Mr. President, look what's in the Washington Post today. Right?
Yep, I agree. It's called flip a coin. You get either side of it, Jay. Either the dumbest or the most oblivious.
Yep, either one. He's either the most isolated or he really seriously has a problem. Hey, Warren, thanks, man.
I got a question. I got
Ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
On the religion issue.
Sure, do it.
There's an underlying belief system that's prevailing through the a good deal of the evangelical community, Jay, and that's this concept of what they consider their mission to be, and it comes out of what they would call like a Reconstructionism. And their mission is, there's a guy that was a theologian by the name of Rush Dooney, they build on a biblical principle that the role is to purify the United States, use its military power, and to take that and to help evangelize the world out of what they believe. Gary Bauer's been a part of that. Because he's talking about we're in the midst of the cultural war with our children. Well, that comes out of that Reconstructionism that we have to dominate and take over. Reagan, where he got his piece about the evil empire, came out of that theology too. Dobson, when he goes after homosexuals on the conspiracy to attack the family, that's also part of that mindset of the Reconstructionism that comes out of Rush Dooney's theology, and it's prevailing throughout a high amount of the world, and they see themselves on a mission. Their mission, purify the United States. And it's not very much different than really the Taliban, although they would not in any way identify with that, because they're going to purify us.
Well, they just don't use violence. They try to use the law to do it to us.
Exactly, and they consider that, that the state itself should ultimately become a theocracy as they see it, because then it helps further their mission means of reaching the world.
Well, see, I think anybody who's concerned about this, like I am, they should do what I did. You know, I think it's $25. Join Americans United for Separation of Church and State, Barry and Lynn's organization, because they fight against this kind of stuff. And, man, you're right about that. We need to go to the barricades. And the one thing that the religious right really does well is they generate a lot of cash.
Yeah, they do, Jay. And I think you're right about, however, that you can take a group of people who contributes, you know, $25, and you get a large enough group, and you
have
much more leverage.
That's why I'm always pitching, brother.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks, Warren. I appreciate it, man. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, good. Good enlightening call. 9:30 here. One line open at 303-713-7600. Call the J. Marvin prayer line now at 303-713.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out AmberHomes.com for details.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's review.
Midtown on Business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to MaxNights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Adjustable rate mortgage. You might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment. Here comes the Mortgage Store with a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering a limited time only 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. You know, because the Federal Reserve has raised rates in past months, the minimum payments on your credit cards have doubled. You need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of this special 4.99% 15-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, we can still get you a great fixed mortgage rate, and they can still save you money on your home, on your home loan, and get rid of those high interest rate credit cards too. Call the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. As a direct lender, the Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee and no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home loan may be tax deductible. The interest on your credit cards is not. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process. It's very important who you work with. That's why I urge you to call the Mortgage Store. Be sure to ask about their 6 months no payment option. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving today. That's the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you four-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like four stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final, details on site.
Hey, Marilyn Musgrave, this is Ed Schultz. My buddy Jay Marvin and I are going to make it one hell of a long year for you right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get down with my girlfriend.
Yeah. Thank you, Big Ed.
Right.
Ed Schultz this afternoon, 1 until 4. What a great guy. 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's open phones here with me, Jay Marvin. High today, 46, partly sunny skies. 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. And we go to Mark in Colorado Springs. Mark, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, Brother Jay? Nice to speak to you again.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
And yes, there are great people in Colorado Springs. And I guess, as we say it in slang term, we're holding it down for the Democrats.
There you go, brother.
All right. Look, this is the only thing I'm going to disagree with you. But I do think the president knew about it, because if he didn't, he wouldn't be so strong about the veto. And for all these Republicans for the last 5 years that seem to paint us Democrats as being unpatriotic, you know, and if they seem to be running for the Hill based on their reelection aspect in November, then it just goes to show that their patriotism is thrown out of the window along with the bathwater. And I really think it's a sad day. Every time I leave Denver and I go back to work, I have a real good friend of mine who's a Republican, and I tease them every day because, and like I said before, the only comment, and he did it to me again yesterday when we spoke about this Dubai issue, he brings up Hillary constantly. And I heard a caller earlier who was a conservative, at least he spoke about the tax issue. I said, well, heck, I'm really surprised he didn't blame it on Monica somehow. He blamed the fact that when you spoke of Clinton and the surplus, you know, when Clinton was in office, I'm surprised you didn't say, well, we went through a recession because he spent the money on Monica. And that seems to be the only thing these Republicans are saying. And I know I kind of went through two issues because I know you're short on time, plus I'm driving. But I really think, Jay, that this president knew. And
see, I don't think he knew until after it was over with. And then I think he gets caught in a situation, which happens to him all the time, where instead of coming forward and saying, okay, you know what, we blew it, I'm sorry, which he doesn't know how to do, now he's stuck having to defend it, only this time he's got himself really, really in a tight situation because he's got record members of his own party who are turning around and saying, this isn't going to fly, and they're saying it isn't going to fly because they know it's not going to fly at home, so now he's caught in a double bind.
Well, do you think, I think he knew, and I think he and Cheney and Rove and Rumsfeld stand to gain more out of this deal than everyone else in Congress, because it's just hard for me to think that this man did not know Jay, and then stand up and say, well, I'm going to veto anything that comes to my desk on this issue.
Yeah, but you could be right, okay? You could be exactly right, and I could be wrong, but the only thing I'm measuring it on is the fact that this guy seems to be incredibly disengaged over what goes on in his own government, and the fact that he only came out yesterday and said that he would veto it. But this controversy has been raging since, like, early last week.
You know, I kind of turned to the other radio station, and it seemed as though the only reason all of this became an issue because of some lawsuit that some firm in Florida filed against a company. You know, is this whole, well, this thing would have never came to light if this firm wouldn't have filed a lawsuit to protect some kind of American interest in the sale or the bidding of this contract, and the people in Dubai just outbidded this contract. You know, and that just seemed to be the spin on it. Now, well, I guess it's mainly an argument based on our contract, on our American contracts, companies in a contract in Dubai. But with the issue of Dubai, Jay, I don't understand how they can sit on a contract and they're not considered a democracy, as we keep saying that we want to put democracy throughout the world. But I guess bidding on a contract, you can be a dictatorship and still buy our land. But I think if people like the Saudis and even the Japanese from World War II, they figure that they can beat us on the battlefield, then we just buy us out. And that seems to be what the Republicans are doing to our country, that they're just selling our country away.
Well, you could be absolutely right. Let me ask you one key question before we part company.
Okay, my friend.
All right. How engaged do you think that this guy, George W. Bush, is on an everyday basis?
You know, I once said, and I think I told you that I really believe that George Bush is a liberal at heart, but he's just governed by people like Cheney and Rove and Rumsfeld. I really don't think he's as engaged in an intellectual conversation just based on his presence alone. I really do think that people come in, the Rove or whoever his advisors are, come in and they give him bits and pieces of any information, and he carries along with it. But on this issue, I really, really believe that he had his hands in it. I really think that he walked every mile with this decision, and that's why he stands to veto anything that comes to his desk. I just don't think that this issue mainly, he's not standing out in left field by himself.
Well, you know what? You very well could be right. Hey, Mark, thank you, man. Appreciate you calling.
I love you, Jay.
I love you, too. Good to hear your voice. Thanks and all. All right. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to talk about the border issue a little bit more.
Sure. Go ahead.
I would just like to put this from a national defense standpoint. Pretty much from the U.S., people have to understand that 95% of all the cargo that comes in and out of the U.S. comes through our ports. Maybe 5% goes through airplanes.
Right.
So every single piece of military equipment that we have will some way, some form, pass through our ports to go to our soldiers.
That's very true.
Do we want the manifest records being handed off to a country that doesn't necessarily have the best interest of the U.S. at heart?
Well, I don't, but, you know, I rest on this. When somebody says to me, and these charges are out there floating around, that this is bigotry towards Arabs and that it's bigotry towards Muslims and it's bigotry towards the Middle East,
I don't want the British to have it.
That's right. See, you know what? I didn't know. I plead innocent. I didn't know, or not innocence is not the right word, ignorance is the right word. I plead ignorance that I didn't know that a British company was running it. I didn't know that the British and Chinese are involved in our ports. You want to know something? I don't want any of them involved in it.
Well, this is just pretty much showing the ugly head of what, you know, transnational trade really is. It's not anything that's in the U.S. best interest. It's in the best interest of people who are wealthy and people who run multinational corporations. It is not in the U.S. best interest to give the manifest on every single cargo that is coming in and out of our ports to a foreign nation. That's like projecting our battle plans on a giant blinking sign for the rest of the world to read.
Yep.
By sending this many tanks to this location, well, what are they going to do? You know, it's almost ludicrous to even consider the idea of giving this type of knowledge to a foreign source.
It is, and you know, we're talking about a president who keeps lecturing you and I and everybody else on this planet about living in a post 9/11 world. What world is he living in?
Precisely. That's what I'm saying. When he's been going around for the last 6 months saying that it's okay to infringe on our freedoms, to pretty much trash the Fourth Amendment because we live in a post 9/11 world. Well, in a post 9/11 world, nobody outside of the U.S. should be able to control our ports. Nobody.
I agree. I'm on the same page you're on, pal.
I just also wanted to say that, you know, this is something that should unite both the left and the right. I pray that Bush vetoes this, because this is going to show exactly where his heart is. He has done nothing to protect us.
Yep.
Our borders are wide open.
I agree.
Now we're selling out our ports. When are you right-wingers going to realize that, you know, party ideology should be thrown out the window? We're talking about the interest of all of America.
Well said. Well said, Noah. Thanks, man. Great call as usual.
Thank you.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah. You'd think that our friends over there on the conservative blowtorch and the other radio stations around town that cater in this kind of format, you'd think that they would join us in opposing this thing. And I think it speaks volumes as to where this White House is coming from. You know, you need to tell me whether you think that Bush knew about this ahead of time or not, whether he was engaged or not. You know, there's a part of me that just believes that they keep him isolated and that he lives in this bubble. And that he doesn't find out what's going on until it's too late. And you know what? He must be getting sick of this. Or The other side of it is that he knows about all of this, and he's really a very, very, I don't even know what the word would be that you would use to describe him. I don't know. Careless? I just don't know. 9:44, 16 minutes.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sparrows looks pretty good. Mostly sunny, gusty winds possible, especially along the foothills, high of 48. Clear and breezy tonight, low 19. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the low 50s, and looks that way as we head into the weekend. Right now it's 34 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing One Lucky Workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk, good to have you along this morning. I'm going to talk about something I'm an expert at, and that's Bojo's Pizza, because I love Bojo's, and so does Mary. And you know what? If you love Bojo's Colorado-style pizza like we do, then you need to listen really closely. Bojo's has done it again by offering two new great features on their menu. And these features are just... Well, the pizzas are out of sight. Introducing the Boghetti, Bojo's version of a delicious spaghetti. This thing is awesome. Mountains of pasta, topped off with delicious marinara sauce and garlic bread, served the way Bojo's can do it. I mean, big and tasty. And here's what's truly amazing. You can enjoy Boghetti, Bojo's style, their newest creation, for only $4.99. That's right, only $4.99. And for only $1.50 more, you can add Bojo's delicious meatballs, sausage, or hamburger. Oh. Can I stop the show now and we go to Bojo's? Let's just call it off and go over there and eat. It's just so good. I mean, Bojo's is also proud to introduce their new gluten-free menu. Now, if you love pizza, but you're gluten intolerant, or you know somebody who's gluten intolerant, you can now enjoy a delicious gluten-free Bojo's pizza. No wheat, no rye, no barley, no oats. And I'm not kidding about this. A great-tasting, famous Bojo's pie, legendary for its fresh and abundant toppings, piled high just like the Colorado Rockies, and featuring the finest and freshest meats, veggies, and cheeses, is now available gluten-free. And it's only at Bojo's that you can get it. Bojo's. I'm telling you, go to Bojo's.com and check it out and discover all of Bojo's healthy choices. This gluten-free pizza, I had it over the weekend. It is marvelous. It is really, really good. And spaghetti and gluten-free pizza, man, you just can't go wrong from Bojo's. They lead the way in innovative new creations. So stop by the local Bojo's nearest you. Highlands Ranch at C-470 and University. In Denver at South Colorado Boulevard and Yale, which is where Mary and I go. Arvada at 78th and Wadsworth. Downtown Evergreen and Idaho Spring Fort Collins. For more information, check out these wonderful new creations at Bojo's.com. And don't miss these outstanding offers from Bojo's Pizza. Go to Bojo's.com. Check them out for yourself. They are mouthwatering, they are tasty, and they are good.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Odyssey Windows has been a best-kept secret. It's the affordable replacement window. Hi, I'm Jeff Kingery, giving you solid advice on how to save as much as 45% on your energy bill every month without going broke in the process. Go to the Troubleshooter Network or to odysseywindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
Democrats are at it again, and you're invited to the Democratic event of the year. Ambassador Joe Wilson tells his story live at President's Dinner March 18th in Fort Collins. For details and reservations, go to LarimerDems.org. That's LarimerDems.org.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Doors. When I was just a little wee bit shaver, I used to stand out in front of the Whiskey A Go-Go because I couldn't get in, and I would listen to The Doors play live. But I was not old enough to get in. They would have ID'd me and busted me there on the Sunset Strip. 9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. High today, 46, partly sunny skies. I think the Whiskey A Go-Go is on the Sunset Strip. You know, I'm getting older now, and memories start to fade. I know it wasn't on Hollywood Boulevard, because I lived at Hollywood and Van Ness. So it had to be on the Sunset Boulevard. All right, back to the phones. We go to Chris in Castle Rock. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You're on. Hello, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello? Yes?
You're on.
Oh, hey. I just want to start off saying I'm 22. I was in the Navy for 4 years, and since I've been listening to AM 760 for about a month here, I'm amazed at how informed I am now. I never knew anything was going on, really. You know, I never paid attention because I'm working from, you know, anywhere close to 12-hour days, and I get home, and I don't get time to watch TV or look on the Internet. So,
wow.
I basically just wanted to thank you for informing me.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
That's a nice call to get. He's only 22 years old, and we're influencing his life. Maybe I'll reach the status of the legendary Jimmy Rabbit. Okay, let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Paul.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Jay.
What's up?
Hey, you know what it is when you're seeing flashing lights in a room?
Yeah?
Well, whenever I see flashing lights, that goes back to my flashbacks, you know, of my LSD days.
Let's not go down that road. We do not need to have that conversation.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So, you know, the Bushes, all they care about is money and making money. So, you know, this is just another deal with the United Arab country to make money. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Daddy Bush is behind all this. I know you talked about Snow, but it wouldn't surprise me if he, you know, made a contact to Snow and said, hey, because the Bushes are so tied to the Arabs financially and business-wise, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, his son, Bush, is going to approve this because it's about business. Anything about big business, that's what they're for, you know?
Yeah, I wonder, though, if this is about business or if it's about getting into a bad deal and not being able to say in any way, shape, or form that you're wrong. Because this guy can never back down and never say he's wrong.
Well, no, I mean, that's just part of his alcoholism that he hasn't ever treated, you know, I mean, and his insecurity and his low self-esteem. But to me, that's what this whole administration is about. It's about making money, whether it's the oil industry or the mining industry or this deal, Halliburton. It's just all about money with these people, and that's why we got to get them out and get some decent people in there.
Well, you know what? I'm with you. 100%. Paul, thanks, man.
Hey,
appreciate
Jay.
It. All right. Let's go to Liza in Bellevue. Liza, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. I'm just a huge fan of yours.
Oh, well, you're very kind.
I'm a little nervous. I've never spoken on the radio
before. No, don't be nervous. If I can do it, anybody can.
I want to surprise you. The Fort Collins, the editorial board, interviewed Marilyn Musgrave, and she says that she thinks it's insane and outrageous about this port deal.
Ooh, wow, even she's against the president.
She says the American people will not tolerate this. It's foolish to even think of this.
Well, you know what? I'm shocked.
I couldn't believe it. I pulled my newspaper out of the mailbox and saw this headline and thought, you've got to be kidding me. I can't stand her.
So no photo ops. No photo ops with Musgrave and Bush anytime soon.
No, isn't that just amazing?
It is amazing.
But I just want to let you know.
You know what? Somebody should call her office and say, you know, if you're so against this and you think it's so wrong, then why don't you give back the money that George W. Bush helped you raise?
Absolutely. She sits there just kissing his backside, and she also says the Bush administration and some Republican congressional leadership have shown have been slow to grasp public sentiment on this, on issues like border and port security. They just don't seem to get it. She said that. Isn't that just amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing. But you know what? Maybe she's scared of Angie Piccioni.
Well, you bet. And I think she's scared of Bush's poll ratings. I mean, he's a nightmare. He's a disaster.
Yeah, he is.
And so I'm sure. I think the Republican Party is they're finally getting it. At least I hope they are.
Well, at least we got Marilyn Musgrave on record as being against it.
You bet.
You know?
Yep.
All right, Liza, thanks.
Thank you, Jay. Keep up the good work.
Okay, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. And here's Michael in Copper Mountain who says Lieberman is for this deal. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Michael, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks so much for what you guys are doing down there. Yeah, that's what I'm reading out of, I don't know if it's the Washington Post or the International Herald Tribune.
Yeah, I didn't see it in the Post this morning, so it must be in the Herald Tribune.
It's a couple of days ago. It's a couple of days old, but Lieberman came out right away and said that he's not ready to, at this point yet, to try to block the sale. And it wouldn't really surprise me that Republican right Lieberman would say something like that.
So he says he's not ready to block the sale, but he's not precluding voting against it.
No, not yet. He's just saying he's not yet prepared to block the sale. But you know, every time we get one of our voices of the Democratic Party a chance to say something, which Lieberman considers himself, he won't condemn the president for these snafus that he's making.
Yeah, what is it about Lieberman? Do you think he wants a post in Bush's cabinet?
Probably. I mean, you know, he's not going to get a post in Bush's cabinet, I don't think. But, the guy is so conservative that he really shouldn't even be running as a Democrat.
Yeah, he's pretty hard to take at times. You know what? I agree with you there. Michael, thank you, man. Great information.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Take care. All right, well, all right. So Lieberman's on the fence about this. He's not ready yet to say no. What does Lieberman need, I wonder? Let's go to Phyllis in Aurora. Phyllis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I just wanted to say real quick, Jay, because we're down at the end of the hour. I worked at the airport. I retired from my job, and I went to work at the airport for Argan Bright because I wanted to supplement my income.
Right.
And I tell you that all of us there knew that this was so rinky-dink, and I was appalled when I realized that it was done by the British, that we weren't guarding our own airport, that the security, and every time if there was a mistake made, they charged $10,000 to the airlines. They should have been charging that $10,000 to Argan Bright. I worked with Iraqi kids that had been captured in Desert Storm. I worked with Russians, lovely people. I was happy. But all of us was appalled. We even said ourselves, a tragedy is going to come out of this. One of the federal men that comes through that would check us in line and to see if we were on top of things, I talked to him, and he said it'll change when some terrible tragedy takes place. Mm-hmm. Why in the world did we have a British company, I don't have time to tell you all the other things they did, but why in the world would we outsource that kind of thing that has to do with the security of an airport?
I don't know.
No way, Jay, no way. That's all I want to say, honey. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. And I used to hear that Argan Bright's nickname was Argan Dim, but I don't know if that's true. And Argan Bright was once again it was this old when it came to airport security, we had this whole struggle with the administration over privatization. All right, that's it for this morning, and back tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m. here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to talk about the suppression of minority voting rights tomorrow. That's one of the topics coming up. That's unless management decides otherwise. Stay alert out there.
Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have like these really workable floor plans and more features like 3-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to Morrison.
AmericanHomes.com.
Consider the entire stock of Traveler Blazers, regularly $450, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off the...